this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump urging House Republicans to support his crackdown on illegal immigration.
We're tracking down the illegal alien criminals. We're detaining them, and we are throwing them out of our country. We have no apologies, and we're moving forward very fast. They're very dangerous people.
The president has signed a series of executive orders focusing on the military. One may result in a ban on transgender troops. Other orders roll back DEI programs and would shield the U.S. by setting up a missile defense system. The Justice Department has pink-slipped employees involved in anti-Trump lawfare, arguing they can't be trusted to faithfully enact the president's agenda.
The firings affected career prosecutors who worked on special counsel Jack Smith's team, and the action reflects President Trump's determination to purge the government of workers he perceives as disloyal. The move was made even though rank-and-file prosecutors, by tradition, remain in their positions across presidential administrations and are not punished for working on sensitive investigations.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A shooting at a grocery store in Elkhart, Indiana, left three people dead, including the suspected gunman. The rains that helped Southern California firefighters, also leaving a muddy mess in some wildfire-ravaged areas. Google Maps changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico in the U.S. It will be labeled the Gulf of America. That comports with President Trump's wishes. The Alaska Mountain called Denali will be renamed Mount McKinley, its previous name. Wall Street tech stocks have taken a big hit following word that China-based DeepSeek has developed a low-cost AI model potentially capable of undercutting American-based tech giants. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up about 20 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 149 points, and the S&P futures are up 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Five.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
We just saw a very large wrecker remove what appeared to be a broken down tractor trailer from the ramp at Keith Avenue at I-95. It was there for about the last half an hour or so, and it looks like now they just towed him out, and the lane should be back open. So if you're exiting right there around the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you may still have some flashing lights there. Just want to give you a heads up for that. Both the tunnels are clear. No issues there. Beltway with a good start. JFX very quiet. There's a water main break in Rosedale this morning. Some lanes are blocked at Golden Ring Road in the area at Kenwood Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight. Enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 35 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 39. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore is calling on Maryland's grid operator to adjust its capacity market rules and prevent unnecessary hikes in electricity costs for residents. The governor sent a letter to PJM Interconnection expressing ongoing concerns about rising energy costs and urging the company to lower the price cap ahead of its 26-27 capacity auction, which has been delayed until June. Federal trial getting underway for the Florida man who allegedly plotted an attack to destroy Baltimore's region power grid. A jury selection began Monday in the trial of Brandon Russell, who is accused of collaborating with Sarah Clendeniel of Catonsville to attack electrical substations to further his neo-Nazi beliefs. Court proceedings will resume this morning. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has released guidance for state and local law enforcement outlining their role for state and local law enforcement immigration enforcement. The guidance applies to all state, county, and local law enforcement agencies and ensures that they understand the scope and limitations of their authority under changes in Maryland law. It's 6:05 on WCBM. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens coaching staff starting to take shape as the team is reportedly finalizing an extension with offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Monken passed up by all seven NFL teams that had head coaching vacancies following the 2024 season. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on his offensive coordinator.
He's a really good football coach. He's an old school football coach with kind of a new school and a creative mind always.
Last year, Monken helped create an offense around Lamar Jackson that became the first in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. The Orioles making a couple moves yesterday, bringing back Adam Jones in the fold in an advisory capacity to Mike Elias and as community ambassador. Jones, one of the most popular modern-day Orioles. Team also made a roster move, signing outfielder Dylan Carlson to a one-year, $1 million deal. The move is for depth. Carlson played for the Rays and the Cardinals in 24. Coming up at 6:35, dubious times for the Wizards. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680. WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, January the 28th. I'm Sean Casey.
I'm Bruce Elliott, and I still can't believe he's only been in office for 1 week.
Yeah.
But he's accomplished. Wow.
Coming up in this hour, an 11-year-old murdered in Middle River. The system fails, including unserved warrants. Here we go again. Mass deportations continue. We've got some numbers for you this morning. And the top story is Governor Moore and the Attorney General now trying to thread the needle on how local jurisdictions work with ICE. We have guidance now from Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown.
He's released guidance for state and local law enforcement on their role in federal immigration policies as the debate over this topic swirls. And here is the statement issued by the Attorney General of Maryland yesterday. Quote, Maryland law ensures police handle immigration enforcement in a way that builds trust with immigrant communities, helping them feel safe to report and prevent crime. The federal government cannot compel state and local law enforcement to enforce immigration laws. This guidance ensures the local law enforcement agencies understand the scope and limitations of their authority and makes clear that the rule of law does not change depending on the federal government's priorities, end of quote. Now, what's missing from that statement?
Yeah.
The fact is, the number one thing should be that law enforcement agencies and officers should be enforcing the law.
One would think.
Be it state, be it city, be it federal. I mean, you know, they have no problem enforcing federal drug laws, do they? Or federal armament laws, et cetera. I mean, there's all sorts of examples of them cooperating with the feds, except when it comes. But the priority here is to protect the future Democrat voting base.
Yes.
The immigrant communities. Here's Governor Moore trying to thread the needle as I got a new nickname for him. I'm calling him Maryland Obama.
The immigration issue, it's not just a big deal, it's a personal deal. You know, I'm a child of an immigrant single mom. We have to have greater sense of clarity and leadership when it comes to fixing the immigration system that has to come from Washington, D.C. You know, we are going to follow the Constitution here. We're going to make sure that our local jurisdictions are following the Constitution. And we are going to make sure, as we have already have been doing, making sure that for violent offenders, we are cooperating to ensure that that we are getting violent offenders off of our streets and out of our neighborhoods, frankly, regardless of where they come from. We have to make sure we keep our community safe.
Newsflash, the immigration system is not broken. It is not broken. What's broken are the wills of the people willing to uphold and enforce the immigration laws of the United States. The Democrats, the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, the Uniparty, the Swamp, and now the Progressive Democrats here in the state of Maryland. The immigration system works fine when you enforce the laws. Here's Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 with our Maryland's Obama.
Just so I'm clear, there are jurisdictions who have said that they will not cooperate with ICE. So have you directed them to reverse those decisions?
Our local jurisdictions need to follow the Constitution. Period and full stop.
Okay.
Well, that would be enforce the law.
Yeah.
Because that's what it says. Enforce the law. But then let's clarify what the governor means when he says follow the Constitution.
The laws are very clear. And we are not going to violate the law.
The laws are very clear. Then enforce the laws. I mean, I agree with them. The laws are very clear. All you have to do, I mean, you were in the airborne, the 82nd Airborne. You took an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And these people that are breaking into the country, that are violating the laws of the United States. The laws need to be enforced. All right, more on that. We'll hear from Selena Gomez. She had a tough day the other day, sobbing her way all over the internet. We've got that for you coming up next.
Which is even sadder than when Chuck Whitaker does that, by the way. A 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Crying Johnson.
Crying time again.
It's
you're
going to
leave me.
I'm again.
I can see that far away look. The BW Parkway looking live here at 198. All the lanes are open. Then we'll take a look around. We'll come back up towards the bridge at Hanover Road near Arundel Mills, down at Route 100, and now at Route 32. All the lanes are open. Good trip right now also for the traffic north from Powder Mill Road coming up from the Capitol Beltway. We're good now through Annapolis. The early ride is fine. Most of the traffic westbound from Stevensville, eventually over towards the Severn River Bridge and towards I-97. All the lanes are open. If you're out early in Rosedale this morning, crews are going to be working on the water main break at Kenwood Avenue and Golden Ring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, much milder today, 48. The expected high, sunny, breezy, and the high could hit 54 tomorrow.
Wow, heat wave.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine
playing some golf.
Last week we had highs in what, the 20s.
Yeah.
And so unbelievable. Right now 32 and clear in Columbia, 33 in the city. Time for some one liner news for you here today. Spirit Airlines, have you heard this? They've tightened their passenger dress code. And they're forbidding passengers with offensive tattoos from getting on board. No word on what an offensive tattoo is. Flyers can get booted off Spirit flight if they are barefoot or inadequately clothed.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, every adult on the plane will still be able to wear their pajama bottoms.
I was going to say, the whole damn plane's going to be empty.
But I think there's no bare midriffs. I think the legging things that look like skin. I think that this is, frankly, it's
what,
past
no
time.
No flesh-tone leggings?
No flesh-tone leggings. Look, being old school, I remember the days when actually you would dress as if people were going to see you when you got on an airplane.
Right.
And rather than, oh, my God, I'm just going from here to my bedroom.
That's all about comfort.
Yeah.
It's all about comfort.
Really? They tell them that when they make the seat distance.
Starting on February 10th, Coca-Cola is adding a new flavor to its lineup, Coca-Cola Orange Cream.
Yeah. No.
No? You don't see it?
Mm-mm.
That's on the bright side. It tastes better than Coca-Cola WD-40. So that's...
Yeah, but you don't crinkle as much.
Right. O.J. Simpson's estate has filed a lawsuit against O.J.'s son, Justin, for moving into his dad's home without permission.
Uh-huh.
If he does that, they'll probably just contact police and saying he's impersonated Cato Kaelin or something.
Yes.
Never happened to Cato.
Yeah.
Don't know. Yeah.
Spending his money.
Roseanne Barr's planning to come back with a new sitcom about a family who saves America with guns, the Bible, petty crime, and alcoholism.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom Arnold's ears just perked up.
Yeah. Finally, a job. I got a job.
After a controversial fourth down call in the Chiefs-Bills game, many are now calling for the NFL to put a microchip in the football and use electronic spotting. You know, like they do in tennis, to determine whether the ball is out or on, whatever the case. They say they have the technology, they could do it with football.
All right. And baseball.
Exactly.
That would be all these such people are called out. You know.
That would be such a disadvantage. To the Chiefs, because, you know, I mean, they kind of count on some friendly referees.
Yeah. How would they be able to fix the games and make sure the Chiefs get into the Super Bowl?
It's really harder.
I found the officiating in both games on Sunday was lacking. They need to do something with
it. It was really lacking. The scoring from the Washington team, it's just really lacking.
Well, they put 23 points up, but the problem was the defense. And you turn the ball over four times. Much like the Ravens found out.
Yes.
When you turn a ball over in the playoffs, you pay.
Yep.
Especially against good teams. So, a survey of 2,000 men claimed that 80% of respondents think AI girlfriends could replace an actual human female partner. Why are you laughing?
Because AI wives comes next, I think.
That's not good.
Programmed to nag about certain things.
Well,
did not leave the toilet seat down.
AI girlfriends come with no strings attached.
That's right.
Just a cord.
Just a cord.
Yeah.
A USB port to plug them in at night.
Exactly. Hey, breaking news. Belio Acosta reportedly is out at CNN.
Don't cry for me, Olivia.
Self-appointed anti-Trump resistance advocate Jim Acosta reported leaving CNN. It was revealed that the struggling network was going to move him to the wasteland of midnight to 2 a.m. As a result of he was allegedly threatening to quit. Now we're being told it is happening. So,
sir.
All they have to do is the exit interview and to turn his keys in. He can join Mr. Potato Head, Brian Seltzer, on the sidelines.
I'm quite sure they'd rather he quit than they have to fire him, because there's probably something in his contract that says, if you fire me, you got to pay me more.
How about you can't fire me, I quit?
Yeah.
Or Johnny Paycheck, take this job and shove it.
Yeah. I ain't working here no more.
Exactly.
Yes, you are, Chuck.
Will not be missed.
Sorry, Chuck. You actually have no option.
That's true.
Let me make sure of that. It's an ironclad contract.
Yeah.
I'm like a junkyard dog. I'm chained to this table every day.
Really?
We give you just enough leeway to get to the vending machine. Other than that,
vending machine. I bring my own stuff, Mr. Casey.
To be fair, there's just enough so that he's like 1 foot short of being able to change the focus on the cameras. So that, I mean, he can reach for it, But then he's always reduced to saying they didn't aim the cameras in the right direction.
Yeah, I would die without that. And by the way, yesterday I mentioned that several of the cameras were out, and lo and behold, the cameras came back on the next minute. So sometimes you squeak and they listen.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the magic man. You know?
Yeah.
Chuck in the box, man behind
the
map.
I'm sure they sit down there and go, he goes, there he goes again.
There he goes again.
The guy on WCVM is son of a bitch.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. All right, it's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Don't forget the best in the morning drive, of course, here at each and every day. You can check us out at WCBM.com and also on Rumble. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Anthony Brown, the Maryland Attorney General. Here are the guidelines for local jurisdictions, local law enforcement. You cannot inquire about immigration status during routine police work unless relevant to a criminal investigation. There's a Baltimore County legislature, the legislator, rather, that's introducing a bill that you cannot even put people over for expired tags or a broken taillight. And if you do, they're going to kill you with paperwork. So that's going to make spotting. That's a pro-criminal approach is what it is.
Yeah.
Must not extend detentions to investigate immigration status. May share citizenship immigration status with federal officials, but you're not required to do so. Well, if I'm this is the problem. This is the politics of it, because if you serve at the pleasure of the county executive or of the mayor, when they say you may do it, you realize that if you
shall do.
Yeah. If you do it, then you're going to get canned. Can't share personal information, names or addresses with federal immigration authorities without a judicial warrant. But guess what? If you're a law-abiding citizen, they can do it. Risk civil liability if they hold individuals in immigration detainers without probable cause and are prohibited from contracting with private immigration detention facilities. But, you know, a little bit later on, we'll find out what Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman is doing in our 8 o'clock hour. But here is the governor trying to thread the needle. You're going to follow the Constitution, but, we're going to kind of see if we can, read between the lines here. And the Attorney General now issuing these guidance, which, by the way, with the imprimatur of the governor.
Right.
I'm sure that he and Wes Moore had a conversation about this. So, again, they're trying to make life difficult for Tom Holman and the ICE agents and Matt Ellison here in the field director of the Baltimore ICE field office. And now Maryland educators are out there preparing their ICE information to keep ICE agents out of schools or off school campuses. So if there's an illegal alien teaching or criminal illegal alien around your kids, it's going to be much more difficult to identify and remove that person from a school campus in Maryland.
And so it goes. 6:23 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the Beltway in Curtis Bay and that area around the Curtis Creek drawbridge. The bridge is down. No issues right now between Quarantine Road and the ramps over at Pennington Avenue and Ordnance Road. Everybody's good there. The west side is filled in just a bit, but nothing major yet. We're still okay from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road and Route 40. The Parkville side is clear. JFX is light right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. We'll take another look very quickly here at both the Harbor Tunnels. Appears to be in good shape for the traffic coming south. A little busier now on 895, but all the lanes are open, and 95 next door. We can see that, and we're clear from Keith Avenue south through the Toll Plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny, mild today, 48, and it could hit 54 by tomorrow before things cool back down by the end of the week. Rain could return by Friday. Clear 32 in Annapolis, 31 in Forest Hills. Well, yesterday as I was navigating the interweb, I discovered this video by actress, singer Selena Gomez, who, by the way, is a billionaire.
Yeah, you got it before they yanked it, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, she pulled it.
She deleted it.
But, of course, once it's on the internet, it's there.
It's there. Once you put it up on the internet, everybody has it. And, of course, everybody was sharing it. It was all over the place yesterday, especially on X. And she is, think about this now. She decides she's going to take her phone camera and turn it on herself while sobbing hysterically about these ICE deportations of criminal, illegal aliens. Here's what it sounded like.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. So many people are getting attacked. The children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything I promise.
Wow.
All right. So she says her people are being attacked.
People.
No, they're not. Criminal illegal aliens are being identified because why? Because the Biden administration knew exactly who they are and where they were. So now that they have actually a president showing the leadership skill and putting Tom Homan out there, and here's all this sobbing. This sobbing about criminal illegal aliens.
I think he misunderstands.
Murderers, et cetera, that are being arrested and being deported. Just ask the Colombian president how that's working. Yeah. But there was no tears for the hundreds of thousands, if not close to a quarter of a million Americans dying from fentanyl overdoses, or the 325,000 missing children that have been sex trafficked or drug trafficked or human trafficked in general. There's been no tears. And by the way, she says, I don't know what to do. Well, she's got apparently all sorts of property worth billions of dollars. She could use her property as a safe haven
for these illegal aliens. They're saying they start building whole towns for people in these various Central American countries, and that way her people will be taken care of. Unless, of course, we misunderstand. It could be that she's really upset because the Democrats are want to go after billionaires, her people, other billionaires, and they want to get them with heavier taxes. That would make me cry if I had $1 billion.
Yeah, the problem is the Democrats aren't in power right now, so she must be referring to the Republicans and Donald Trump.
Yeah,
because the Democrats are out on the outside looking in. Tom Homan asked yesterday on Fox News, what about Selena Gomez? What about her sobbing video where she's breaking down saying you're attacking her people?
I don't think we arrested any families. We've arrested public safety threats and national security threats, bottom line. And look, President Trump won the election on this one issue, securing our border and saving lives. This, what happened on our southern border last four is the biggest national security threat this country's seen, at least in my lifetime, because we got over 2 million known gotaways. We got a 600% increase in sex trafficking. We got a record number of terrorists crossing the border on the terrorist watch list. We have 250,000 Americans dying from fentanyl coming across the open border. We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operational apology. We're going to make our community safer. We're going to save. Once we lock that border down, continue this operation, you're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's just all for the good of this nation, and we're going to keep going. No apologies. We're moving forward.
No, Paul, we're moving again. He's doing his job. He is enforcing the immigration laws of the United States, and he's tasked with that by law. I mean, that was the Immigration Naturalization Act of 1996 was passed by both houses of Congress, sent to President Clinton, who signed it into law. That is the current law of the United States, which all these jurisdictions, Howard County and a few others, and the governor seems to be playing fast and loose with the truth on this, and the attorney general is trying to interpret or manipulate or distort what the Constitution and what this law actually says.
Yeah. Well, you know, the expectation somehow, and this isn't going to go away, Sean, because they're just getting cranked up. In order to meet the goals, they have to be doing more than simply deporting between 1,000 and 1,500 a day.
5,000 so far in the first week.
Yeah. But you got to add a zero on the end of that in order to come close to the 2 million they're talking about that they already know are criminal aliens or are waiting for deportation, have been told to get the hell out. That's around 2 million. So you do the math on that. you're going to really have to have, rather than 1,000, you're going to have 10,000 a day on a continuing basis. It's going to be a big, big job.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be on a daily basis, and they will continue. They're focusing on the criminal illegal aliens first. Holman has said everything is on the table. Speaking of which, more on the mass deportations and the reaction to them coming up next. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has released guidance for state and local law enforcement outlining their role in federal immigration enforcement. The guidance applies to all state, county, and local law enforcement agencies and ensures that they understand the scope and limitations of their authority under changes in Maryland law. Brown says law enforcement officers cannot inquire about immigration status during routine police work unless it is relevant to a criminal investigation. They cannot extend detentions to investigate immigration status, and they may share citizenship or immigration status with federal officials, but are not required to. Bolivar City Council member Felicia Porter has introduced the Child Health Equity Act. The measure would expand access to comprehensive health services for children in the city, including preventative care and vaccines, family planning services, and dental services. Investigators trying to determine what caused a Monday afternoon fire in a vacant West Baltimore row home. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Edmondson Avenue near Poplar Grove Street. Crews were able to get it under control in about an hour. The homes on either side of the vacant home are occupied buildings, but no injuries were reported, and the residents were not displaced by the fire. Baltimore County Fire Department says the fire at the Owl Recycling Facility in Dundalk, it's finally been extinguished. And now the management of the property owner, officials say firefighters remain prepared to respond in the event of a reignition or other need for services. The three-alarm blaze at the metal recycling facility broke out January 18, leading to the partial collapse of one of the buildings. Crews continued to monitor the site, and last week, the fire rekindled. On Monday, the fire department reported the fire was finally out. There were no injuries. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, next is coming up. It's traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Lottery number 577 is your pick 3, your pick 4, 8676. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway northbound is heavy now at 197 in that area. Looks like just normal heavy traffic there. And now we're slowing a little bit as well after Arundel Mills down through Route 100. So heavy traffic, both sides, pretty much the normal delays for this time of the morning. West side outer loop has begun to fill in and slow just a bit now. Just starting Liberty Road through I-70 down through the ramps of Route 40. Some brake lights on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway now, beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight, enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
ESPN's Todd Fowler reporting now. The Ravens in the process of finalizing a deal to bring back Todd Monken as their offensive coordinator. The Saints currently the only team in the league without a head coach, and they're zeroing in on Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. Mike McCarthy, former Cowboys coach, would be a fallback position. Monken led the Ravens offense to a record-breaking year in 2024. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on why and how that offense was successful.
We're kind of in every world offensively, and it's not easy to do that, but we can do that because of our quarterback, because our quarterback's capable of living in all those different offensive worlds. And
those different worlds created by Todd Monken. Similar to how a Bills Mafia fan started a GoFundMe page for Mark Andrews, a Ravens fan has now started one for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. Will Funkheiser, a German teacher at Centennial High School in Howard County, is the guy who's behind it. The two moments involving Andrews and Kincaid and the response of the Bills fans struck a chord with Funkheiser, who grew up in College Park, is a Maryland alum, and is married and a father of three young boys who, along with his wife, are all big Ravens fans. Meanwhile, in D.C., the rookie season of Jaden Daniels is over. 55-23 at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. Commanders turning the ball over four times in that game, not able to stop Saquon Barkley and the Eagles' rushing offense. Here's Jaden Daniels after the game.
Obviously, man, it sucks, man. It shit sucks. Excuse my language. But just, I couldn't be prouder of the guys in the locker room. You know, just year one, everybody not really knowing each other. Rookies, the vets did a tremendous job of, you know, bringing us in. And
Orioles news, Adam Jones returning to the Orioles as special advisor to GM Mike Elias and community ambassador. The five-time Oriole All-Star spent 11 seasons with the club and ranks in the top 10 in 11 offensive categories, including fifth all-time in home runs, runs scored, and extra base hits. On the hardwood last night in Dallas, the Wizards took on the Mavs.
Gonna drop the shoulder and drive. Dribble handoff.
You heard that right. Seven threes for the Mavs' Klay Thompson last night in the first quarter. That one courtesy of Mavs TV in Dallas, and it was a blowout. 130-108. The Wizards' losing streak has now grown to 14, this following a 16-gamer that he had in November. Local college basketball last night, Towson putting their five-game winning streak on the line. This was a nationally televised game at Northeastern.
That was all. Shot clock didn't reset. It's a two. That three is good. Williamson, they're 7 of 13 from downtown.
John Fanta with the call on CBS Sports Network. The Tigers are hot. 75-65 over Northeastern. They're 7-1 in conference play. Best start in Towson history. Time now is 6:37. When we return, Sean and I deal with the gloater.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. Days off.
First of all, congratulations to the Towson Tigers on a great start so far. Pat Scarry, their head coach, is one of the really great guys in college basketball. I'm really happy to see Towson at 7-1. Now, Sean,
you're delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, I don't want to get there. It's so hard, Sean.
I understand.
You should have, Sean, I really needed you yesterday, okay? And you weren't here for me.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I understand. But see, here's the thing. I walk in first thing in the morning, 5 o'clock, 5:30, whatever it is. This guy, right? This guy to my right, to your left, he had a smile. That smirk did not go away all morning. It's still, look at it. It's still there.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, see, I just think it's amazing that you guys are so smart about sports.
We are. We're experts.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are just the most amazing sports mind, or at least you tell each other that every single week, all season long. And then somehow you ended up down three at the end of the season.
Well, and I don't know. We were down one, and we had to pick up sets still overcome. And we
got
to play it safe like you did all season and then take the chalk.
Right. We were on offense.
We could have done that, but we went offense. And then, of course, lastly, there may be some kind kind of investigation into how many of those picks actually were delivered on time.
That's a good point, Sean.
There was one pick that was delivered after a game was already played.
That's right,
So there may be an investigation. So
you're up by two then.
Okay. Well, that makes it all right.
So this is going to be a long offseason.
Someone might say you DQ'd yourself on that one. All right, but we'll have to. Congratulations to Bruce. He did emerge victorious somehow.
What do they say? Even a blind hog finds a truffle every once in a while.
Perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And sorry about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, but a great season.
Great season. Yeah, and as the Ravens found out, you put the ball on the carpet. You don't play complimentary football at this level, you're out. You're gone.
That's
well, you know, I looked at the game, and the first drive of the Commanders, really a great drive.
18 plays. Longest drive of the year.
Right? And then very well planned out. I think they got three out of that.
They did. And what I was most, I guess, concerned about is that this is a guy that's fourth and go.
Yeah.
And he had a fourth and two inside the red zone, and he opts to kick the field goal instead of going for it.
Yeah. And then the next play, they simply give the ball to Saquon Barkley.
All he needs is one play.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. They're tough to stop.
I thought it was going
to
be one of those games.
But I will be rooting for a Chiefs three-peat now.
You think so? I can't root for that.
Yeah, I have to root for that.
I understand.
Because I can't stand the Eagles.
I can't stand the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right.
I don't really care, but I think the probability is it's going to be the Eagles.
The probability.
We'll see. Mahomes is tough, man. 6:40, 20 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. You listen to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The border continues to be a daily hot topic, locally and nationally, as you just heard Sean talking about. The governor has weighed in on this. The AG has weighed in on this. Others at the national level have weighed in, too. Ken Cuccinelli, he used to do this for a gig under the first Trump administration. He points out that, look, Mexico is perfectly happy to shuttle people up to their northern border, and then the cartels bring them across into the United States of America.
Mexico has long had very permissive entry into Mexico, and they're very happy to shuttle people along to our border. One of the changes in the universe of illegal immigration to our borders now is how much of the rest of the world other than this hemisphere is showing up there. Well, I think Mexico would start to finally develop some vetting for people coming into Mexico if we dumped everybody back into Mexico.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry. No, you're not coming here. I wouldn't care if you, quote, accept them or not. They're yours. You let them in. You let them traverse your entire country from Central America. It's all on you. Now, during the first Trump administration, Mexico was somehow convinced to tell all those people coming north, you can have the southern three states in Mexico. They're all yours. Enjoy yourself. Become Mexican citizens, and you can stay. And they didn't want to do that. They said they wanted to go up north through Mexico, come into the U.S. Again, I think Mexico should be saying, you can have the southern three, but let me add a comma to that, comma, but if you choose to go further north, we will pick you up and ship you back to your home country. That's it. The other than Mexico people who are coming in, including tens of thousands of military-aged Chinese men, this concerns the hell out of me. We have the Chinese buying land next to U.S. military installations. We have thousands of Chinese military-aged men coming across the southern border through Mexico. So can anybody in Washington connect the damn dots here?
Yeah, well, I think that's going to happen. I think the focus here is on criminal illegal aliens first. But, you know, we need a little better intel. And now that we got a new CIA director, hopefully we get a new director of national intelligence. Yep. Tulsi Gabbard, her hearings begin tomorrow. So we've got to identify these military-age men that have come in from China. And they've got to be identified and rooted out and sent back. And China, by the way, has agreed to take them back.
Yeah.
If we can, we only have to find them, which is the next big challenge.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB, a man who is absolutely flawless in his picks as to the winners and losers this past football season. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
I'm like the guy from Barstool. He lost a million. I lost 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, right.
It's
rupees.
Yeah.
In Monopoly money.
Yes.
The southbound side of 95 is slowing at 175. A report of some debris on the roadway after 175. So there's a definite slowdown here for the traffic coming south from Route 100. After that, the pace is not bad.
towards Route 32. So right now it's confined in that area towards 175. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, yeah, with the normal delays, New Hampshire Avenue around to Georgia Avenue. The BW Parkway is slow both directions now, coming up from Powder Mill Road, coming down from Arundel Mills Boulevard. Typical ride there. Heavy traffic, 895 after O'Donnell Street. 95 is still good. And I think we'll start to see some brake lights now with the heavy traffic moving south on the Beltway from 795, working its way eventually down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny, mild, and 48 today. Right now it is 32 and clear in Pasadena and 34 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
That's great.
The Eggo-inspired pints of ice cream have now come out, and they are Eggo waffle ice cream flavors are hitting store shelves very soon. They are buttery maple, chocolatey chip, and blueberry. This is all the, I think it's put out with the same people make Rice Krispies, Kellogg. So, yeah, Eggo waffle-flavored ice creams.
Blueberry.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is out with three new limited edition Lindor truffles. You have, of course, the cocoa and cream, cherry vanilla, and the raspberry cheesecake Lindor truffles. You ever had a Lindor truffle?
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah, really good. My wife is absolutely loves the white chocolate.
They're very good for recuperation after surgery.
Yes, and she has reminded me of that repeatedly. Wendy's is bringing back vanilla frosty nationwide. So if you like the vanilla frosty at Wendy's, this is a burger after my own heart. Burger King Poland has introduced a five-patty burger called the Whopperator. Five patties.
Wow.
Take you half a day to get through that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
KFC is opening up a Pittsburgh Steelers-themed restaurant in Mexico.
Why? That makes perfect sense.
We don't know in Mexico.
Why?
Yeah, nobody really knows why it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe it's because they might be playing a game in Mexico City this year. We're not quite sure. The schedule isn't out yet. But maybe they got a little bit of a heads up. But think about the possibilities here. In each city, the KFCs would be decorated in the home team's colors.
Yeah.
So we could have purple and black KFCs all around the Baltimore metro area if they were done in Ravens themes.
It kind of obviates the whole franchise concept, but... You know,
you're still KFC. You're just now supersizing it, if you pardon the expression, into the local community in which you are serving.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New Jersey restaurant put a hamburger on its menu dedicated to the Proud Boys, leading to a massive online backlash. The owner had to apologize for appearing to honor the group, which is... obviously been back in the news since Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, was given a pardon by President Trump. So the Proud Boys burger is now off the menu at that New Jersey restaurant. But they got the necessary publicity they needed for the shot in the arm to get more people, more traffic in the store.
And actually, my understanding is, in Brookville, Florida, they're introducing the Humble Traffic Reporter hamburger. Chuck is excluded. He can't go there, apparently.
Yeah. Well, apparently they also have the Pride Burger
at
Buffet City, where Chuck has been known to riposte from time to time.
Yeah.
The only hamburger I have, it's just all cheesy. There's no meat. There's cheese.
As a real cheeseburger.
That's right. I have a quick update if you don't mind.
Yes, go right ahead.
There's a wreck in Westminster 140 at Sullivan Road. One of our listeners just called and said three, maybe four vehicles involved. That's a busy area. Keep an eye out for that on 140.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. 648. 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still more blowback on the mass deportation.
Ken Cuccinelli says he's got a solution to all these folks who keep coming north. The policy should be don't let them in the first place.
If people knew they could not get into the United States and they wouldn't be allowed to wait around for the 1,013 days for the hearing that they wouldn't show up for, they won't come in the first place overwhelmingly, which again also allows you to properly treat the people playing by the rules who are also delayed because of all of these backlogs.
Now, this is an important thing, he says, Sean, and a thing that I think people don't have front of mind on a daily basis. He says, Mexico is not our ally. Think about the concept. It's not our ally. They're certainly a neighbor, but they're not our ally.
One of the mistakes people make is to think of Mexico as an ally. Mexico is not an ally to the United States. It is a neighbor, and we want to get along with our neighbors. But not all neighbors are allies. And Mexico operates in many ways that are very inimical to the well-being of the United States and our security and the people who live here.
Giving up the northern border to the cartels, for example.
Exactly, and the cartels, and now there's been gunfire exchange on our southern border with the Border Patrol. The cartels have now been designated a foreign terrorist entity by the Trump administration. So it's only a matter of time. We've got National Guard troops now down on our southern border. It's only a matter of time before there is going to be an engagement Trump and with Pete Hegseth at DOD, they're going to send in a message to the cartels that you're not going to mess with us anymore.
I would suggest two words in that circumstance. Warthog and Huey.
Bingo. That's the Morning Drive, available each and every day. Brought to you by the Law Office of Michael E. Friedman. You can check us out at WCBM.com and also on our Rumble page.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.652 Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. At full strength, of course, our executive producer, Kristen Hagrick, leading us through the day. Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott here with you. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, by the way, the CIA says, finally, what we've been saying all the years is about day one. Yeah, COVID probably came from a lab leak. Well, thank you finally for weighing in.
Yeah, never any question about that. The question is, was it done intentionally or not?
Yep.
And I maintain that this wasn't done intentionally by the CCP because of where they were with Trump painting them into the corner with tariffs and the economy and so on and so forth. So maybe one day, 10, 15 years from now, besides when all the other files out, the Epstein files, the JFK files.
Oh, I want to see the JFK files.
We'll get the COVID files.
I want to see the JFK files. I'm convinced it was not a solitary guy. So we'll see that play out eventually. 653 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCB. A man who was nowhere near Dallas in 1963, Chuck Whitaker.
No, it was not. I was in junior high school. Thank you very much.
Oh, sure you were.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Northbound 95. I see now you brought that up. Now I'm going to be on an investigation.
I know.
Yep. Northbound 95 is slowing at Route 24 with construction just ahead, just after Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker. So already today they're setting that up. And then maybe they'll get it over behind the Jersey Wall, and we'll keep an eye on that. Some debris earlier, I-95 southbound. Looks a little better now at the bridge at Route 100. There was debris down at Route 175. Carroll County, Westminster, watch for the accident. Reported three, maybe four vehicles involved. 140 at Sullivan Road. The west side outer loop today is now beginning. 795 down through Frederick Road. And again, just some heavy traffic south now on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
We're enjoying the mild weather all this week. Partly sunny, mild, and 48. Today, sunny, breezy, and 54 tomorrow. Mm. Clear and 33 in Severn, and it's 32 in Ellicott City. The imperfect storm, if you will, we have in the past talked about. We need to do something about mental illness in our country. Too many mentally ill people are walking the streets. They start off on their meds. They don't take their meds, and then, boom, they devolve into the same mental illness all over again. The epidemic and explosion of juvenile crime in our state, and then the ongoing problem of unserved warrants, which we just need more personnel, and we need to focus on many of these. But this is a crime that has shocked many in Baltimore County. 34-year-old mother of four is now accused of strangling to death her 11-year-old daughter. Mm. As the family grieves this unimaginable loss, questions now remain over what the warning signs were and why they were missed. Before she was charged with killing her child, Kiana Dillon, convicted, listen to this, attempted murder when she was just 15. Following her release from prison, she was later convicted of second-degree assault, accused of threatening to burn down her cousin's home. In a complaint back in December of 21, her cousin called Dillon, quote, dangerous, violent, and a threat to society, end of quote. Dillon never appeared in court, triggering a warrant for her arrest. 2.5 years later, that arrest warrant was never served. Had it been served, this child, this 11-year-old, might still be alive today. And here was the audio of the dispatcher telling a police to go to this address where Kiana Dillon had killed her 11-year-old.
Is this the same address you went to earlier?
Yes, that was. The mother we were looking for earlier is 99.
That would be a short for 1099, and that is for an unserved warrant. There was a warrant out for her arrest. Neighbors claim it wasn't the first time police have been called to the house recently. One nearby resident told Fox 45 this.
The cops said that they just got a call 3 or 4 days ago for a SA at this location, but they didn't believe it to be true.
Now, so the question is, why didn't Baltimore County Police serve that warrant? How many attempts did officers make to serve Dillon's arrest warrant? And instead of answering immediately, the Baltimore County Police Department, now, of course, under a different county executive, this would have been previous under Johnny Zero, now they're making Fox 45 file a formal Maryland Public Information Act request. See, how about just cooperate with the media?
Yeah.
Unless you have something to hide. If you have something to hide, then you can play the FOIA request game. Now, they're going to get the FOIA.
Of course.
Okay, maybe they think they'll run out the clock on this one. I don't know. I can't say for sure, had the warrant been served, that the 11-year-old would still be alive today or not. But what we have here, according to Sergeant Betsy Smith with the National Police Association, is the system. the mental illness, the juvenile system, the unserved warrants, the entire system. You want to talk about a system being broken? That's this, not the immigration system. It's this system that's broken.
This is literally a case of getting lost in the system. This is why bureaucracy doesn't help children.
No. Children are being victimized on a daily basis with rapists and sex offenders. As we talked to those two moms last week from Baltimore County and Harford County, being placed in school with their children. And now, of course, a mentally ill mother. And by the way, she made all sorts of posts on social media that were just bat guano crazy. And nobody thought to report it to the authorities. An 11-year-old now is dead as a result.
Yeah.
A pox on all their houses. And it's just this lack of respect for law and for the sanctity of life is really, we need to turn things around. We need to turn them around quickly. By the way, I did notice the Baltimore County Schools budget has now gone shot up from 6% to 21%. Okay? Spending increases. Gee, I wonder if the illegal alien and children matriculating have anything to do with that.
Oh, no, they save money, Sean.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but I'm sure that's
up next. We hate to say we told you so, but
we told you so.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is reportedly hitting the pause button on all federal financial aid with the exception of Social Security and Medicare. The Trump administration vows to investigate the use of your money to pay for abortions.
The Department of Health and Human Services announced this week that it's launching an investigation into all programs to ensure no taxpayer money is spent on elective abortions. Republicans have long railed against the millions of dollars that flow every year to Planned Parenthood and its clinics, which offer abortions, among other services. Federal law prohibits taxpayer dollars from paying for most abortions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order ending DEI in the military. He's also ordering reinstatement of thousands of service members discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine. There's development of a policy on transgender troops, and Mr. Trump is ordering work on a missile defense system for the U.S. Sounds like House Speaker Mike Johnson not shedding any tears over this.
The Democratic Party is in disarray. They have no obvious leader. They have no obvious vision or agenda. Their platform has to be rewritten whole cloth, and they don't exactly know how they're going to wander in this wilderness for the next couple of years.
Johnson speaking at a Republican gathering in Florida. At that event, President Trump urged GOP lawmakers to stand behind his crackdown on illegal immigration. The president says American tech companies need to take notice of a more powerful, less expensive artificial intelligence model.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win.
Scott Bessent is America's new Treasury Secretary, confirmed by the Senate on a vote of 68 to 29. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 17 points, NASDAQ futures 104 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So, a new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. He is crucial to us this morning. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem coming off the ramp from 50 eastbound towards Roe Boulevard. Roe Boulevard, the accident is south of 50 down towards Taylor Avenue. And apparently there's enough road blockage there that it's backing up the ramp from eastbound 50 going into Annapolis on Roe Boulevard. So heads up for that. Be aware of the backup there. It's kind of crowding now the right lane. Here comes another police car off the ramp heading down to the accident scene. The wreck reported earlier in Westminster, three, maybe four vehicles involved, 140 at the intersection at Sullivan Road. 95 northbound Harford County, delays in the construction area at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. All the normal delays showing up down the Beltway, starting to slow at Harford Road. The west side is solid from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight, enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, we're taking a look at temperatures that are in the 30s and 40s. It's going to be a fairly pleasant day, all things considered. Good morning. It's 7:04 in Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore County Fire Department says the fire at the Owl Recycling Facility in Dundalk, it's finally been extinguished and now under the management of the property owner. Officials say firefighters remain prepared to respond in the event of reignition or any other need for services. The three-alarm blaze at the Middle Recycling Facility broke out January 18, leading to the partial collapse of one of the buildings. Maryland's only Republican in the U.S. House, Andy Harris, applauding a pair of state lawmakers for introducing the Fairness in Girls Sports Bill at the General Assembly. The measure would require that certain junior varsity and varsity athletic teams or sports sponsored by certain schools to be expressly designated based on biological sex. Harris says it's about time Maryland, quote, did the right thing and protected women from men participating in women's sports. Governor Wes Moore is calling on Maryland's grid operator to adjust its capacity market rules to prevent further unnecessary hikes in electricity costs for residents. The governor sent a letter to PJM Interconnection expressing ongoing concerns about rising energy costs and urging the company to lower the price cap ahead of its 2026-27 capacity auction. And yes, indeed, Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, has weighed in, releasing guidance for state and local law enforcement outlining their role in federal immigration enforcement. It's 7:06, coming up next, Sign On Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Todd Monken returning to Baltimore as offensive coordinator. This according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Ravens finalizing a deal with the man who designed their record-breaking offense in 2024. No offers from the seven NFL teams that were looking for head coaches in the offseason. Meanwhile, GM Eric DaCosta in roster-building mode with upwards of 20 free agents to deal with, not the least of which is left tackle Ronnie Stanley. There is some talk that right tackle Roger Rosengarten could slide over and save the team some money. Here is DaCosta on Rosengarten.
And Roger, honestly, just got better and better and better and better. Mature guy beyond his years. I think a year in the weight room is going to really serve him well.
Rosengarten played both sides of the line in college at the University of Washington. The Ravens are said to be about $17 million under the cap at the moment. Orioles with a couple of moves yesterday on and off the field. Between the lines, bringing in free agent Dylan Carlson into the fold. 1 year, $1 million. This is for outfield. infield depth, and outside the lines, bringing back Adam Jones in an advisory capacity to GM Mike Elias and a community ambassador. Pitchers and catchers report on February 12th to Sarasota. Season opener Thursday, March 27th in Toronto. Home opener on Monday, March 31st against the Red Sox. And don't forget the value menu, $5 beers. So on that note, here's this. It will be. Coming up at 7:35, the Caps make a big move between the pipes. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, 3 weeks into the Maryland General Assembly session. The talk of the town is the governor's budget and tax proposals. Joining us now from the Maryland Freedom Caucus is Chairman and Delegate Matt Morgan. Delegate, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So you guys are in the super minority. And you've held a number of press conferences recently pointing out how the governor, you believe, is deceiving and gaslighting Maryland taxpayers. What can you do to stop it?
Well, look, we're in a super minority, but our opinions and the agenda that we're pushing is actually in the majority. Majority of Marylanders agree with us. And we've said it many times before, Maryland has a spending problem, not necessarily a revenue problem. The interesting thing is the Governor Moore has been coming out to different talk shows and stuff like that and actually agreeing with me, which I think is fascinating. He came out and he was on one of the news shows over the weekend and said, you know, over the last 7 years that he's been in office, the spending has increased 70% while we've only had 3% GDP growth in Maryland. And he's absolutely correct about that. Where he's misguided is some of that lack of growth in our economy is due because of the policies that Annapolis has been pushing. And look, the state is fiscally in a ditch right now, and you're not going to get it out of the ditch with the same logic that put it in there in the first place.
Yeah, the idea somehow of we can spend our way out of this somehow just doesn't work. It doesn't work for individuals. It certainly doesn't work for the state. But the state says we need a whole lot more money, Matt. Where is that money going to come from?
So, look, last year, the Maryland state budget is really a forward-looking spending plan. That's why we're debating it now, and it's the FY26 budget. And last year's spending plan from the governor was just over $63 billion. This year's spending plan from the governor is $67 billion. So he says we cut like $2 billion, but that's a Washington cut. He's just cutting off the rate of increase. He's not making any substantial cuts with less money. And you don't take a math genius to figure out, well, that's just not going to work. And inside his budget, he's saying, well, you know, we're only going to raise taxes on the top earners. And that's really just not true. He does give a cut to the middle layers there on tax brackets from 475 to 470. So think about it. If you made $100,000 a year from the governor's plan, you're going to save $50. Mm-hmm. But then he's going to turn around and tax you on your home deliveries. He puts the vehicle registration costs that are exorbitant from last year's budget into law. He takes away the trade-in allowance from on cars. He creates two new tax brackets for upper income earners. But look, I don't know too many people that make above $500,000 on their W-2. Most of those people, you know, he's marking it as a millionaire's tax. It starts at $500,000, which is a half millionaire's tax. Most of that's being taxed on pass-through entities like S-Corps and LLCs in the state of Maryland. And that's really a tax on your job creators. We tried this under Governor Malley back in 2008, and it was so detrimental, they let it expire and pulled it back. So it's like we're reliving O'Malley 2.0. It's like Groundhog Day here in Annapolis.
More with the chairman of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, Delegate Matt Morgan, on. We're going to talk about spending here in just a second, but we're going to pause for a traffic update.
7:13, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
You might see some slowing on the BW Parkway southbound. There was a minor accident reported between West Nursery Road and the airport cutoff. I looked at the ramp back at the Beltway. Don't see any big problem there, but it could be slow down towards 195. Delays in Annapolis if you're east on Route 50 going into Annapolis on Roe Boulevard. The wreck is at Roe Boulevard at Taylor Avenue. It's backing up the ramp from 50 eastbound, and I would imagine could be a little bit slow as well for the westbound traffic that eventually would go in towards the Navy Marine Corps Stadium. So again, keep an eye out for that. Big delays in the construction area. Northbound 95, Harford County after Route 24. It's about a 5-10 minute delay now right through there. There's a report of a minor accident near Camden Yards on Russell Street southbound right before the bridge at 95. And pretty good sized backups now. 20 to 25 minute delays early this morning southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says partly sunny, mild and 48 today, 33 right now in the city, 32 in our state capital of Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline, Delegate Matt Morgan, chairman of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And you guys have done a pretty good job of calling out some of the spending, the blueprint for future, the red line project, and also the governor and the progressive majority, supermajorities, very ambitious and aggressive climate change spending. But what has not been talked about, Matt, is the estimated $1 billion that is being spent on about 250,000 illegal aliens, the influx of illegal aliens in the state of Maryland. How come?
I would just say we haven't gotten there yet. We have two pieces of legislation that talk about cracking down on detainer issues with the state of Maryland. Look, we have a exorbitant problem with illegal immigration in the state. It's costing us a lot of money, and it's a real problem. And we'd like to go ahead and reverse a couple laws that were passed in Annapolis. They make little sense right now. It's really one of the dumbest policies you'll find that where – let's say you have an illegal alien that crosses the border in California, commits a crime of, let's say, assault. They're arrested, adjudicated, they're deported. A couple years later, they're found back in the state of Maryland, let's say on a DWI. Now they're already in custody. So instead of turning them over to ICE at that point, the Democratic policy in Maryland is to let them loose and return them to the street. And it makes no sense that we're doing that, especially with, in many cases, violent criminals, and we aim to change that this session.
How so? How will you change that with the other side having the votes to say no anytime they want?
Well, look, they have a supermajority in the state. They've had a supermajority for a really long time. You change it with public opinion. And I've been using a phrase, you know, we're never, you know, when a bill comes up here in Annapolis, it's almost like a predefined outcome. You know, the scoreboard in the chamber, you know, you can make the best floor argument you want. Democrats are still going to vote with their party because that's what they do. We're out here trying to change public opinion. And when you put pressure on elected officials, they seem to kind of step back. And the best example I can have, the most recent example, was a news press release this week saying that, you know, the Democratic Party is really going to push forward a bill to create more electric gas power plants, which I find fascinating. We obviously need it. Our constituents' utility bills are going through the roof. We don't have enough power generated in the state. But this is 180 degrees opposite than what the governor did 7 months ago when he issued executive order to ban gas stoves. So
you
public
know,
opinion absolutely matters, and I encourage all your listeners to reach out, not only to their elected officials, but the ones that stand in opposition for what they believe.
You know, on that point, Delegate, you mentioned the half-millionaire's tax, which many believe that a lot of this stuff will drive the more wealthy earners out of the state. But I want to talk about the average Joe
In this proposal, they're looking at getting rid of the ability to itemize your tax deductions. To me, that might be a bigger driving force of people out of the state than anything else in this budget. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely, it could. It depends on how you file your taxes, and I guess it really depends on what they do federally. If they increase the standard deductions. But look, there's all kinds of taxes in this proposal that just hit the average Marylander. We talked a little bit about the delivery tax. 75 cents on every Amazon package, every Walmart package, your Papa John's pizza, and they connected it to CPI. So we're just going to say that's the starter fee. And then you look at other things. Well, they've gotten rid of the Maryland's the only state in the nation that has an inheritance tax and an estate tax. Well, in this proposal, they've gotten rid of the inheritance tax, which is funny, I guess. But the problem is they lowered the threshold, the exemption threshold, from $5 million to $2 million on the estate side and got rid of all the exemptions for, like, family transfers. If you care about family farms in Maryland where you're dealing with people that are asset-rich and cash-poor, this is going to be horrible for them.
Well, additionally, of course, you have inflation pushing the number, in essence, lower and lower every single day. If you have an inflation rate, that $2 million becomes the equivalent of $1 million in around 7 or 8 years, depending on the rate of inflation. So those people who have a 401k or a retirement plan where they have that money parked for their retirement, they're going to be impacted by this as well, will they not?
Oh, and absolutely, and we're going to catch you when you sell your major piece of property or any type of investment, because not only do we have a capped gains tax in there, they put a $350,000 threshold and a 1% assessment on like a capped gain penalty. So look, there's like over 18, it was amazing to me that the governor said prior to session his threshold for raising taxes would be very high. And then he releases a budget that has 18 different tax proposals in it. Now, we're going to work through all this and try to tell your listeners out there and try to put as much public pressure on them to change their way of thought here. But, look, we could really use your help on that. And the way to win this is to make their phones start ringing, to send your elected officials some email and tell them, look, we've just been taxed enough. It's time to cut back.
Very good. Chairman of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, Delegate Matt Morgan, thanks for spending time with us this morning,
Matt.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
No, it's our pleasure. Have a great day. 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Great piece by Alan West. I spotted it over at townhall.com. An American Black Man's Interpretation of the 14th Amendment. It's well worth the read. We will be talking about the 14th and birthright citizenship between now and 9 o'clock this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Matt was very good, and I think he makes a lot of sense. And then the only thing we do have left now is the power of the public pressure, mm-hmm. Public needs to pressure these super progressive Marxist Democrats in Annapolis and tell them that you vote for this nonsense, you're going to get voted out.
Yeah.
And again, the spending has to stop, the out-of-control spending, these being gaslit on these so-called cuts to the budget. But again, the loss of the itemized deductions, the service and delivery fees, the doubling the emission fees. I mean, we're just getting nickeled and dimed to death in this state.
And one of the things that annoys me is they talk about cuts, and as Matt pointed out, these are not real cuts. They're cuts in the
projected growth. Yeah.
So you project your growth at certain dollars, and you say, well, now we can cut that. Well, that's not a cut. That's simply a smaller increase. 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That backup is still there in Annapolis, eastbound 50, exiting onto Roe Boulevard. The accident, Roe Boulevard, Taylor Avenue, south of 50, is causing the backup on the ramp. I would think even the ramp westbound coming around and eventually south going down towards Taylor Avenue will have a delay as well. There had been some road blockage there, and we saw several police cars responding. So the ramp is backed up and could be kind of tagging the right lane just a bit for the traffic eastbound going over to the Severn River Bridge. So definitely a heads up for that leaving Parole. If you're not going off at Roe Boulevard, be careful. You might want to stay to the left as you're going through that area. A couple of things earlier. There was a wreck reported on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff. Carroll County and Westminster, 140 at Sullivan Road, 95 North Harford County, still being delayed in the construction area above Route 24, and we just made a swing around the Beltway. Yeah, all the normal delays there. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the Interloop at Green Spring, and the west side is solid from 795. It gets better down the hill after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says partly sunny, mild, and 48 today. It's cloudy, 31 in Forest Hill, and it is 32 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Indeed it is, and last night President Trump announced numerous new executive orders related to military preparedness that he plans to sign into action when he's meeting with GOP lawmakers. New executive orders to construct an Iron Dome missile defense shield here in the United States.
Mm.
Prior to Iron Dome was in Israel.
In Israel, yeah.
They're talking about one here for the U.S. Banned CRT and critical race theory and transgenderism in the military, and reinstate service members who were fired over the jab with full back pay. That is hopefully going to change some recruitment numbers. He also signed an executive order using emergency powers to send the U.S. military into California and provide water. He said the days of putting a fake environmental argument over the people are over. Recently, when he visited California, he got into it with L.A. Mayor Karen the Marxist Bass.
But we are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get... A dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can't.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be in that thing tonight throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours.
He's right. Yeah. He's absolutely right. It's going to take, by the time California comes in, they do the hazmat study, then you got to hire a demolition contractor. That's got to be supervised. It's going to cost them $25,000, $30,000, $40,000.
Per household.
Per household.
Yeah.
And people don't have the money for that, nor do they have the patience. He also took Brad Sherman, California Democrat, to task as well.
Mr. President, without your help, they're only going to get $43,000 from the federal government, even if they have a half million dollar
You did something,
loss.
Brad, with every insurance company in the country. Left California.
That's right.
That's why you have no insurance, because you made it so impossible. People that think like you made it so impossible.
Every insurance company. I don't know what you know about my thinking.
I've never seen a state where almost nobody has insurance. And I said, what happened? And they said, like 6 months ago, they all left. And 2 years ago, they had different, quadrants, but they left. And you have very little insurance here. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
We had
You know what they did? They said that from now on, all home insurance has to go through a state board, and the state board will approve any increases right. in home insurance. But then the state board would not approve even the cost of living increases for the insurance companies. So the insurance companies say the cost of living is up by 12%. We need a 12% increase. And the state insurance board said, well, we'll give you 6.
Yeah.
So eventually, all their profit margins gone.
On the water issue, Sherman was pushing back against what was the Delta smelt or whatever the fish was, and Trump just hit him between the eyes. He's, you know, Brad, we like water to put out fires. It's pretty efficient, if you've ever tried it before. It's classic. Last night at the GOP lawmakers meeting, he hinted maybe we got a different tax system heading down the pike.
America is going to be very rich again, and it's going to happen very quickly. It's time for the United States to return to the system that made us richer and more powerful than ever before. Do you know, the United States in 1870 to 1913, all tariffs, and that was the richest period in the history of the United States, relatively speaking. In other words, relatively. And they set up the Great Tariff Commission of 1887, and this commission had one function: what to do with all the money that we took in. It was so enormous that they had no idea. It was a blue ribbon committee. It was set up 1887. And what to do with all of the money that we had. And again, Teddy Roosevelt was a beneficiary, because when McKinley was killed, he took over this vast sum of money, and he did all of those national parks and all of the other things. And I'm not knocking him, but he was given a vast amount of money. And that was all made through tariffs. We had no income tax. The income tax came in 1913. As I said in my speech last week, instead of taxing our citizens to enrich foreign nations, we should be tariffing and taxing foreign nations to enrich our citizens. Does that make sense, right?
Yeah, perfect sense. And there's a hint there that there may be something more to come. All right, so just day 9. It's hard to believe. It's only been 1 week.
Yeah.
All right, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Horace Moore calling on Maryland's grid operator to adjust its capacity market rules to prevent unnecessary hikes in electricity costs for residents. The governor sent a letter to PJM Interconnection expressing ongoing concerns about rising energy costs and urging the company to lower the price cap ahead of its 2026-27 capacity auction. Federal trial getting underway for the Florida man who allegedly plotted an attack to destroy Baltimore region's power grid. Jury selection began Monday in the trial of Brandon Russell, who was accused of collaborating with Sarah Clendaniel of Catonsville to attack electrical substations to further his neo-Nazi beliefs. Court proceedings will resume this morning. Back in 2024, in May, Clendaniel accepted a deal and pled guilty in the conspiracy. In September, she was sentenced to 18 years behind bars. Baltimore County Fire Department says the fire at the Owl Recycling Facility in Dundalk has been extinguished, and now it's under the management of the property owner. Firefighters remain prepared to respond in the event of any reignition or any other need for services. Maryland's only Republican in the U.S. House, Andy Harris, applauding a pair of state lawmakers for introducing the Fairness in Girls Sports Act in the General Assembly. Measure would require that certain junior varsity and varsity athletic teams or sports sponsored by certain schools to be expressly designated based on biological sex. Maryland AG Anthony Brown has raised as guidance for state and local law enforcement, outlining their role in federal immigration enforcement. Guidance applies to all state, county, and local law enforcement agencies and ensures that they understand the scope and limitations of their authority under changes in Maryland law. Brown says law enforcement officers cannot inquire about immigration status during routine police work. They cannot extend detentions to investigate immigration status, and they may, though, share citizenship or immigration status with federal officials, but they're not required to. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch Supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
733 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 577 is your pick 3, 8676 your pick 4, and now Chuck Whitaker.
The heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels this morning backed up southbound all the way back to the city-county line on 95, and then 895 southbound has been slowing towards Pulaski Highway and the Urban Avenue ramp. So we're in the area of about a 20 to 25-minute delay at both the tunnels right now. Nothing major going on, but definitely busy for the traffic southbound. Northbound, 895 now, just looking there to see what's happening there. Nothing going into the tunnel, but there is a backup there coming up to the plaza northbound. So on the K-Trust Bridge, which is the big steel bridge right before Shell Road, we're backed up there with some brake lights in the area. Delays in Annapolis. We'll go back there in about 10 minutes, but we had delays from a wreck on Roe Boulevard, the wreck between Route 50 and the light at Taylor Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight, enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song. Get your max tax refund guaranteed, and new customers get $100 to switch. Don't miss the boat. Book an appointment with experts today. Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So one line of thinking behind Todd Monken not being offered at all this offseason a head coaching job is his age. Monken will turn 59 this year, and you know the next hot young coaching prospect is always on the minds of teams looking for coaches. Another team's loss is the Ravens' gain, apparently, as Monken getting set to re-sign with Baltimore. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
You know, don't underrate experience, right? You know, there are no new ideas in football. There are new iterations, new ways they're organized, new ways they're applied, great ways they're taught or not taught.
The darkest corners of social media have revealed themselves yet again, unfortunately, this time aimed at Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. A slew of malevolent vitriol directed towards Kincaid, who made a diving attempt on Josh Allen's last-ditch heave before the ball bounced off his hands, incomplete. Of course, the Chiefs go on to beat the Bills. Here's his head coach, Sean McDermott, on Kincaid.
Yeah, no, he gave it everything he had. I love Dalton Kincaid, and sometimes those work out. He makes more of those than he doesn't, and he'll make the next one.
Eerie how similar it was to Mark Andrews here in Baltimore. Wizards fall to 6-39 on the year. They're on pace for 11 wins this season. It would be a franchise low, breaking the mark set last year of 15. Last night, the Wizards were in Dallas.
Drop the shoulder and drive. Dribble hand.
You didn't mishear it. 7 threes for Klay Thompson in the first quarter. The Dallas Mavericks over the Wizards last night, 130-108. A Randallstown native has been named Naismith Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. Terps power forward Julian Reese, a St. Francis alum, led Maryland to a pair of road wins at Illinois, at Indiana. Reese averaged 20.5 points, 13.5 rebounds a game, shot 55% in the two wins. Here's Reese after the Indiana game on how difficult it is to win on the road in the Big Ten.
No place is easy to play in the Big Ten.
Like, it doesn't matter where you are, and just staying together, like I said, is most important.
Terps back home Wednesday night against Wisconsin. And finally, Caps news, and this is good. The number one team in the league at the moment, making a big move between the pipes, signing goalkeeper Logan Thompson to a six-year, $35 million extension. Thompson has been in the last year of a two-year deal he signed with the Golden Knights. He's been stellar in goal, 22-2-3 on the year, a 209 goals against. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Dan Snyder has a beef.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Did you see this story about Dan Snyder?
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I did. And to the very end, he was trying to, put throw a monkey wrench into the deal, to the sale to Josh Harris. And if it wasn't for Joe Gibbs, the legendary Hall of Fame coach, he might not ever have sold the team.
Exactly. Just so our listeners get caught up, since he sold the team, he's been living in England,
right.
Basically, is having difficulty selling his properties in the Washington area. Nobody wants. In fact, he had to donate one of them to the American Cancer Society.
Yes, he did.
For $35 million. Anyway, yeah, you're right,
Sean. But he wants to buy a Premier Football or buy into a Premier Football
soccer team. Exactly. He tried to snafu that deal until the last minute. The NFL wanted him out.
Right.
A lot of the owners called him and said,
including Jerry Jones.
Correct. You got to get out. And then the sexual allegations came up, and what a mess this guy is.
And Gibbs basically went to him and said, for the sake of the community, the sake of the team, you need to sell. And he listened to Gibbs.
And here's the windup. He was asked about the Commanders doing what they did this year. He hates it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, boy.
I'm sure you love the result against the NFC Championship.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. 7:39:21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, the CIA has finally come out and said, hey, guess what? Yeah, it was a lab leak. And the only question that remains, of course, is whether COVID lab leak was on purpose or by accident. Now, it took them, of course, all this time to get there because there was a lot of pressure from inside the Biden administration to not spill the beans. Anthony Fauci has said, I am in charge. I am the virus god, and you must listen to me. Senator John Kennedy says, well, he took the vaccine. He's a little older. He thought he was in the target age group, but it wasn't for everybody.
I took the COVID vaccine. Why did I do that? Because I didn't want to die. And that stuff, I'm a couple of years older than y'all, and that stuff was like Russian roulette. But there were a lot of younger people who said, you know, this is a government vaccine, at least government funded, and they don't completely trust the government. Imagine that. And on principle, they said, we don't want to take the vaccine. Dr. Fauci, I don't hate him. But let's face the facts. He made them. He tried to establish complete control over everybody. Why did he do that? In my opinion, he was scared.
A fair question would be, what was he scared of? Well, he was scared of being outed. This is, of course, the opinion of Senator John Kennedy. It's also the opinion pretty widely held in other circles. I happen to be in one of those other circles. He was scared that he would be outed because he was funding gain-of-function research. Fauci was, both individually and through his job for the federal government.
Dr. Fauci, I think we're going to find out, was funding gain-of-function research in a Chinese lab. And the virus may have gotten out from the lab. And Dr. Fauci saw that, and he said, oh, my God, I could get blamed for all this. So I'm going to have to establish complete control so nobody asks questions and nobody looks under the seat cushions.
And, of course, people did ask questions, Sean. You did. I did. A number of others did. And what happened under Fauci, and this is under this past administration of the Biden administration, is under Fauci, we were ghosted. We were told basically, yeah, you go ahead and post it, but one person is going to see your post, and that's it. Or nobody will see your post, but feel free to go ahead and post. Have a nice time. Or you can't post at all about that topic, even though the stuff we were posting is now
considered established scientific
well,
fact.
Well, this is the problem when government gets involved in the scientific community. Because what they did, because a lot of the money these scientists get is from the federal government for the research. Like Ralph Barrick down in North Carolina. And they all come with strings attached. Anytime you take money from the feds, you have major strings attached to it. And they didn't want to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. So they went along willingly to cover it up. And as we said from day one, this came from the lab. I believe it was intentional. Others believe it was unintentional.
I have no idea, but I do believe it came from the lab. I don't know if that was intentional or not. I don't have enough information yet on that, but your speculation may very well be right. But in the end, Fauci wanted to be the virus god. May we all revere his name now and forevermore.
I don't hate Dr. Fauci, but I think he was funding gain-of-function research. And I think there's a better than even chance. He was giving the Chinese money to do this. And there's a better than even chance that virus escaped from the Chinese lab. And when Dr. Fauci saw that, he said, oh my God, I could get blamed for all this. Mm-hmm. No. He's human. He got scared. He said, look, I'm going to establish complete control. I'm going to be the master of the COVID universe. But it didn't work.
I am the virus god.
Fauci was clearly a major disappointment in this whole thing. But to me, the CIA, that's supposed to protect Americans from all threats abroad, including the CCP, they failed miserably here. Yep. And now they're trying to CYA saying, oh, yeah, it was a lab leak. Ratcliffe needs a clean house over at the company.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, 1 minute from right now, there's just about. We have Choose Your Fake News. If you'd like to be today's contestant, right now is the time to give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, the traffic god. Traffic and weather on the threes.
I control all roadways, as you know.
You know, yes.
He was the service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The ride into Annapolis from the north now, coming down I-97 Benfield Boulevard through Route 32. That backup is there. That's the normal delay. Once you get into Annapolis, 50 eastbound, exiting at Roe Boulevard, that ramp is still backed up. The wreck is down at the light at Taylor Avenue, and it's been backed up now for at least 45 minutes, and we're still looking at delays. It might just be a single lane as you're going south eventually towards downtown and the Navy Marine Corps Stadium. So that's the reason for the backup there. A lot of activity going on. Beltway, all the normal delays are in play. JFX is getting busy coming down through Northern Parkway. There's a report of a wreck on Northern Parkway westbound at the JFX. So anybody west of Falls Road, want to keep an eye out for that. Howard County, a new wreck, 103, just off the intersection at Route 100. And delays this morning for some reason really slow southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels around Erdman Avenue on 895, but 95 has been backed up all the way back through the city-county line. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done. You'll have the experts take a look at it at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, what a difference a week makes, huh? Partly sunny, mild, and 48 today, maybe as high as 54 tomorrow. It's 34 right now, cloudy in Parkville, 34 in Glen Burnie. And it is time once again to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You're the winner. And we've got a 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt and a coffee mug up for grabs this morning. Robert is in Middle River.
Robert.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sean. How's the missus doing?
She's doing much better. Thank you very much for asking. Awesome. She's doing well in physical therapy, and so far, so good. So hopefully she's up and walking pretty good.
Yeah, much of that has to do with Sean's expert caregiving skills.
Yes.
They're outstanding, Robert.
Yes, including being a jumping jack. I'm up and down. I'm up and down for just about everything. But it's good exercise for me, too. Robert, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I like to go first this morning.
All right. Good luck to you. Here you go. Story one. A police cadet trying to serve a subpoena in Michigan was met at the door with a five-year-old holding a knife. The child went to get the adult that came back with a gun. And it was loaded. Cadet was able to disarm the child. Wow. Knife, then a gun. Story two, Google will not be updating its maps in line with Donald Trump's proposed name changes. Last week, Trump announced he would be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and Denali Mountain in Alaska to Mount McKinley. In its post on X, Google said it would not follow their longstanding practice of abiding by U.S. government name changes based on the whim of a president. And story three, a whistleblower asserts that Visa and MasterCard failed to prevent the laundering of funds related to child sexual abuse material and sex trafficking on the porn website OnlyFans. Reuters reported Friday the whistleblower works as a senior compliance expert in the credit card and banking industries. Story one, cadet finds five-year-old with a knife and gun when he visits a home. Story two, Google will not update their maps based on Trump's renaming. Or story three, Visa MasterCard directly handling the proceeds of child sexual abuse funds. All right, Robert, what do you think?
I think Trump probably had a pretty decent meeting with a CEO from Google, so I think number two is fake.
All right, Robert goes for story number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I think, sadly, the child knife story is probably true. And, yeah, I believe the banks and the credit card companies, they won't go after sex traffickers, but they were all over the Patriots, so I could see that. So I will agree. I think Google, the technocrats, are trying to play nice at the moment, so I think two is false.
Mr. Bruce?
I agree completely. I think number two is fake. The whim of this particular president can be made under law pretty damn quickly. So, yeah, I think number two is fake.
And Barter Johnson?
One, please.
BJ goes for one.
BJ's warehouse.
Story three. Yeah, the Visa, MasterCard. You know, all these credit card companies were debanking conservatives, yep, and reporting when you purchased a firearm to the federal government. But here, child sex traffickers, you're okay.
Fine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a true story. Story number two got most of the votes today, and that's because it is fake news. Google is going to rename all of their maps, according to what Donald Trump is proposing. So, Robert, you are a winner. Unfortunately, BJ is a wiener.
Sorry, Chuck. That's right, Mr. Casey. We're so sorry.
We'll put you on hold, Roberts.
I'm going to cry.
So
with Selena Gomez till the rest of the show. What am I going to do with my people? Someone for missing 300,000 kids. So what?
Meanwhile, the woman has like billions of dollars in property, and she could house a lot of them there if she wanted.
She could build little towns in every single Central American country and South American country to house these individuals. She could be a thought leader in this process, urging others in California to do the same thing.
And maybe we'll play it again for those that missed it in our 6 o'clock hour.
It's too good not to.
Yeah, we'll play it again next hour. But do you think it was genuine, or do you think, because she's an actress.
I think it's genuine.
Do you think she was acting?
No, I think she was genuine. I think these people are bubbleheads.
Well, she is an actress, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but 99% of people who go to Hollywood in order to become a star make their living by becoming somebody other than themselves in every single movie they do.
And then there's Chuck.
You finally got where you are, Bruce.
Exactly right. Precisely.
He is a member of the Screen Actors Guild, folks. So
yeah.
Just the first part.
He has that component.
Yeah, and Actors Equity. And yeah.
You pay dues to that
I'm an honorary withdrawal.
What was your biggest role?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I had a continuing role in Homicide for a couple seasons.
Right.
But that was about it. And it was a pretty small role.
And what role did you play?
Were you the body on the...
I was a news reporter.
He was the body on Thames Street.
I have a friend who actually was. She was the body in the beginning of some movie. She was really excited about being working with some star. She kept calling him by his first name. She got to set. She was the dead body in the Potomac.
Nice.
It was great because the ego before that was like unbearable. You know, it's like she showed up.
Boy, she really got a chance to show her acting skills.
They muddied her up and put her at the edge of the Potomac.
Oh my God.
I think it was like an NCIS kind of thing or something. It's hilarious.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tomorrow on the show, another glorious day of the Trump administration as he begins week number two, and he actually, I think, followed my advice with regard to Gaza. I said, evacuate the innocent, raise Gaza. That's R-A-Z-E, meaning pave it over and start again. And that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, baby.
I'll see you noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, he's perfectly willing to do it himself. Rob is just perfectly willing. You go to his social media, you'll see the gay man's bulking up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just in order to make sure he can go and raise Gaza by himself or be cast in the next Marvel movie.
He's running around the place going, I'll be Bach.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Or they're doing a movie about Bach.
Who knows? Still to come, what do you hear what Mel Gibson said the other day, which went viral on the internet? We got to do something with these NGOs.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you why in just a second.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Selena Gomez.
Si, senor. The back of the back of eastbound 50 on the ramp to Road Boulevard still there. This wreck down at Taylor Avenue has been the problem, and several vehicles were involved. It still looks like it may be down to one lane. Traffic moving a little better on the ramp, but still backed up for that traffic through there. Then your other delay is coming south from Gambrels and Odenton and from Millersville. Long delay there right at the split at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly sunny, mild, and 48 today. Really nice week. Sunny, breezy, 54 tomorrow. Cools down on Thursday and then rain by Friday. It's a cloudy 32 in Reisterstown, 35 in Dundalk. Mel Gibson was on with Sean Hannity last week, and I was watching. I just cracked up when he said this because you know Trump, especially specifically when it comes to California.
Yes,
okay, because you know with the water and the way because we played the Karen Bass and the Brad Sherman exchanges. But here's what actor Mel Gibson, by the way, his new movie's called Flight Risk. It's out with Mark Wahlberg out right now.
Yeah,
in the
plays
theaters.
A bald guy with a toupee.
Yeah, he plays a bad guy though.
Yeah, I know.
In this one, but here's what Mel Gibson said about Trump visiting California.
They're a good bunch out here. I'm glad Trump's here at the moment. You know, it's like daddy arrived and he's taking his belt off, you know, so.
Indeed.
Take his belt off, his pants will fall down.
All right, NGOs, these are non-governmental organizations like Catholic Charities, Lutheran Ministries, Associated Jewish Charities, etc. They're the ones that are getting millions, if not billions of dollars to aid and abet in making sure that illegals get into this country. And then once they get here, they're taken care of. And once they're taken care of, if they get in trouble with the law, well, they're going to get lawyers provided for them. And this is a woman by the name of Barb Graham. She's with Catholic Charities in Milwaukee, and she taped this for illegal aliens in her community.
Hi, my name's Barb Graham, and I'm an attorney at Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and the Refugee and Immigration Services Program. This is a video about knowing your rights if Immigration and Customs Enforcement approaches you. All people living in the United States, including people who are undocumented, have certain rights under the United States Constitution. If immigration officers, what we sometimes call Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, come to your workplace, they must have a valid search warrant or the consent of your employer to enter non-public areas.
All right.
So that's number one. Then she goes over the rights that they all are entitled to by breaking into the country and living here illegally.
If you are undocumented and immigration officers come to your workplace, be aware of the following. First, do not panic and do not run away. If you are frightened and feel like you need to leave, you can calmly walk toward the exit. If you are stopped, you may ask if you are free to leave. If the officer says no, do not try to exit the building. If you are questioned, you may tell them you want to remain silent. 2. You have the right to remain silent. You do not need to speak to the immigration authorities or answer any questions. If you are asked where you were born or how you entered the United States, you may simply refuse to answer or remain silent. If you choose to remain silent, say so out loud. If they ask you to stand in a group according to your immigration status, you do not have to move, or you can move to an area that is not designated for any particular group. You may show a Know Your Rights card to an officer that explains that you will remain silent and you wish to speak to a lawyer. You may refuse to show identity documents and say what country you are from. Do not, though, show any false documents and do not lie. 3. You have the right to speak to a lawyer. If you are detained or taken into custody, you have the right to immediately contact a lawyer. Even if you do not have a lawyer, you may tell immigration officers that you want to speak to one. If you have a lawyer, you have the right to talk to them. If you have signed a form called a G-28, which shows that you have a lawyer, give it to the officer. If you do not have a lawyer, ask for an immigration officer for a list of pro bono lawyers.
So it's all about, these are our tax dollars that are going to,
so
these,
we're funding the NGOs.
We are funding the NGOs. They are facilitating the invasion of America. And then once now that we have, the guy was elected, Trump was elected to deport these invaders. And now our tax dollars are going to get them lawyers and to pay for their legal expenses. And I just heard from a listener who basically works in the system and saying, hope you all are well. I've been officially order to give out immigrants' rights cards at work. I am praying for myself because honestly, I need to focus on my own family rather than being a tool for any partisan effort. It's getting insane at work at this point. So we're seeing it in education. We're seeing it at work now in blue states like Maryland, California, Jersey, New York, whatever. The left is bending over backwards to keep future Democrat voters on the plantation.
If I may be mistaken on this, but I do believe the Catholic Charities has a big facility here in Baltimore.
They do.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously it's going to be happening here as well.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere that these NGOs. And here's what President Trump needs to do, what Congress needs to do, cut them off. Cut off the spigot. Stop sending federal tax dollars to Catholic Charities, the Associated Jewish Charities, Lutheran Ministries, and any other NGO that is aiding and abetting the violation of U.S. immigration laws. They need to be shut off completely. Let them get their own money from the people that support them in their communities.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, what does Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman plan to do when ICE comes a-calling? We have the details. It's
ICE,
8 o'clock.
ICE, baby.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From east to west, President Trump says federal agents are getting to work, finally being allowed to enforce federal immigration law, and the crackdown on illegal immigration targeting the worst first is just beginning.
Touting his administration's crackdown on illegal migrants, the president said federal agencies were making arrests in Chicago, Colorado, and elsewhere.
The heroes of ICE have been hunting down and arresting hundreds of illegal alien criminals per day.
He also warned that countries who refuse to receive deported detainees from the U.S. will pay a high economic price. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is freezing federal aid, including grants and loans. That temporary pause does not affect Social Security or Medicare. President Trump has signed a string of executive orders dealing with the military, including ordering work to begin on an Iron Dome missile defense system for the U.S. 56 senior officials in the top U.S. aid and development agency have been placed on leave amid an investigation into an alleged covert effort to thwart President Trump's directives.
Last week, President Trump ordered a 90-day pause on most foreign aid. He spoke to House Republicans about it at a retreat at his Doral Golf Club in Florida.
A foreign aid freezer, we get tired of giving
massive amounts of money to countries that hate us, don't we?
Thousands of U.S.-funded humanitarian development and security programs have stopped work worldwide. Only emergency food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt are exempt from the freeze. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Effective immediately, the Centers for Disease Control personnel there have been ordered to stop working with the World Health Organization. President Trump has started the ball rolling on U.S. withdrawal from the WHO. On Wall Street, Dow futures 10 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning, State 03. Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
We're still backed up as you're going south into both the Harbor Tunnels. And again, this morning, for some reason, 95 is really slow for that traffic coming south from Moravia Road and from the city-county line. Off and on, we've been a little bit slow in both the tunnels southbound. Right now, the left tube is slowing. Don't have any reports of any problems. And it looks like traffic, from what I can see. Let me change the other camera. Yeah, we're coming out on the south end, so it's a slowdown going into the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So consistent backup there, 25 minutes as you're coming south from Rosedale. The 895 run has been about the Urban Avenue ramp, 15 to 20 minutes at that point. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are there. New problem, BW Parkway northbound with a broken down vehicle in the right lane in Prince George's County at Powder Mill Road. We still have delays in Annapolis. They're working on the wreck at Rope Boulevard at Taylor Avenue. It's affecting the ramp from 50 on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight. Enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 36 degrees. Ellicott City also 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has released guidance for state and local law enforcement outlining their role in federal immigration enforcement. The guidance applies to all state, county, and local law enforcement agencies and ensures that they understand the scope and limitations of their authority under changes in Maryland law. Baltimore City Councilmember Felicia Porter has introduced the Child Health Equity Act. The measure would expand access to comprehensive health services for children in the city, including preventive care and vaccines, family planning services, and dental services. And investigators are trying to determine what caused a Monday afternoon fire in a vacant West Baltimore row home. Fire broke out around 5 p.m. on Edmondson Avenue, Poplar Grove, and crews were able to get it under control in about an hour. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 577. Your pick 4, 8676. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens coaching staff starting to take shape as the team is reportedly finalizing an extension with offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Here's John Harbaugh.
He's a really good football coach. He's an old school football coach with kind of a new school and a creative mind, always creating. He works well with the staff. We have a great staff around him.
Monken and his staff creating the Ravens record-breaking offense last season, but Monken not offered by any of the seven NFL teams looking to hire this offseason. O's with a couple moves yesterday, signing Dylan Carlson to a one-year, $1 million deal for outfield depth and bringing Adam Jones back into the fold as special advisor to GM Mike Elias and community ambassador. Jones, one of the most favorite Orioles, modern-day Orioles, that the fans know. And how about the Towson Tigers? National TV last night, and the men delivered.
Williamson says, why not? Just hit a three from Maryland. Holy cow, is Pat Scarry's team some crab cakes.
Love the call. John Fanta delivers it on the CBS Sports Network. Makes you proud. Towson beating Northeastern 75-65. Their sixth win in a row. Dylan Williamson, the hot hand, 21 points and tying a career high with 5 3-pointers. Coming up at 8:35, are the Ravens a great franchise or not? And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three, Parallel Morning Drive, Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, we're going to get to some hot stories, including the Fairness in Girls Sports Act. Will it get a fair hearing here in Maryland? More on the mass deportations. But the top story here today, many local county executives and officials are really struggling and scrambling on a lot of different issues regarding, will they work with local law enforcement? Will they allow local law enforcement to work with federal immigration officers? In the days since President Trump has taken office, he signed a series of executive orders, including cracking down on immigration. Now, I want to point out that this and these are the laws of the United States of America. This is not Trump's political beliefs or his Stuart Pittman referred to it, the president's rhetoric on immigration. This is not rhetoric. These are not opinions. This is not politics. This is the rule of law in the United States of America. Yet Stuart Pittman and others are trying to have it both ways. He wrote a letter recently saying, I can only assume that this DOJ memo is designed to instill fear in local officials who disagree with the incoming president's rhetoric on immigration. I can't speak for my peers across the state and country, but in my case, it's not working. I trust that economic, political, and moral forces will carry us through the era of political bullying, and that dedicated public servants, whether they work for ICE, local police, or the DOJ, will stay strong, stay brave, and remember that we swear our oaths to the Constitution and laws of our country, our state, and our county. So let's tone things down, treat one another with respect, and abide by the law. End of quote. Well, that's the problem. So here he's advocating that you abide by the law, but then he's saying, we're not going to cooperate with the law. Or is he?
We are not going to allow fear of what the federal government might do interfere with delivering for our residents and public service.
Yeah. Well, he says he's concerned about the criminals at large, but his larger concern is with the mass deportations.
I am concerned about mass deportation. Yes, yes. And, you know, I'm very concerned about violent criminals on our streets as well, you know, whatever their status is. And that's what our police department does, is to go after them, incarcerate them, and get them off the streets.
Yeah, well, that is, if you'll cooperate with ICE and their detainer requests.
Mm-hmm. ICE knows if they're undocumented and we hold them for 2 days for them to be able to pick them up there. So it's a good relationship, and we want to keep it that way.
Fox 45's Jessica Babb, who interviewed Pittman, asked him if he was willing to interfere, impede, or perhaps even go to prison to protect illegal aliens in his county.
But as of now, you have no plans to interfere with any federal immigration laws or new policies that President Trump may implement.
No, we are being very careful not to interfere with enforcement of federal laws.
Is there a point to which you would no longer comply with the federal laws? And if so, would you be concerned or willing to go to prison for that?
Long pause.
I would, as long as I'm in this job, I will comply with federal laws. I might fight hard to prevent those laws from being passed or being implemented. But I swore an oath when I took this job, and actually all of our police officers swear an oath to abide by the Constitution and the laws of the country, the state, and the county. And so I will not fail to uphold that oath.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun. He fought the law in the law.
Marty says, you mean when ICE comes a call in the Stewie's business? How many undocumented migrants does his farm employ? Maybe I want to start there. And branch out, spread out throughout the county. More from County Executive Stuart Pittman, and of course the letter that was sent home in Anne Arundel County Public Schools as well.
8:13, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Selena Gomez.
JFX, I'll just let that go by. JFX southbound is slowing from Ruxton Road towards the city-county line. There had been a wreck on Northern Parkway westbound at the JFX. Not sure if that's contributing to that or not. And, of course, there are no cameras on the JFX between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. So, you know, we got a winky-dink up on the screen. We just kind of draw the crap in as we get a chance, and we go from there. So, the Beltway still slow. Parkville to Towson, Interloop at Green Spring, and the west side, you know, all the normal stuff is there as you're moving south, anywhere from 795 down towards Frederick Road, and yeah, it's still backed up. And even the Interloop now is really slow from Liberty Road all the way around towards Green Spring Avenue. Just going to change the camera here at Green Spring, and let's see if there's anything over there. Don't see anything, and then we get better down the hill towards the JFX and over towards 83. They're still working on that wreck in Annapolis. Roe Boulevard still hurting as you're going south towards the light at Taylor Avenue. Both the tunnels still heavy southbound, removing traffic, but we've been slow this morning on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, you probably have a lot more in comparison to Gomez on the Adams family than Selena, you know?
Yeah, I think so, come to think of it, yeah.
Gomez. I like Morticia myself.
I know you would.
You dance like Lurch.
And I like Uncle Fester.
Yeah, I can see that. Can you put light bulbs in your ears and make them come on?
I can. It's a great party trick.
Send me a picture of that when you get a chance.
I will certainly
make my day.
Weather channel forecast, partly sunny and mild and 48 today. It's 35 and partly cloudy in Millersville, and it is 33 in Pikesville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:16 Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it today. So please grab your seats. Watch the Democrat clown car enter from the far left, make a series of left-hand turns, come to a full stop, and out steps Sonny Hostin, who I think may be one of the two or three most racist people in all of the television world, commenting on exactly how racist is Donald Trump that he wants all those brown people out of the country.
The Europeans that come here that overstay their visas are undocumented, but they don't come across the southern border. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a very clear message as to what this president wants the look of a criminal migrant to look like, what an undocumented migrant. And I think that's racist, that they are also racially profiling in doing this. In Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. a business venue on Thursday
yep.
was raided. And among the citizens that they detained and questioned was a Puerto Rican man and a military vet.
Yeah, and that's a shame. But he had no ID. He refused to give ID. And he was hanging around with a bunch of illegals. So would you not have questioned the guy? I guess you would not have questioned the guy. Because that would be racist to question him, right? Give me a break. Get back in the clown car and get out of here, you clown.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That, of course, but she's made a career of that. Speaking about Stuart Pittman.
No, just sorry. I'm sorry. One note. One of the very first people who they attempted to get in this sweep was a German national who killed the Border Patrol agent mm-hmm. who was trying to keep her, get her
in Vermont.
Out of the country. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. We also have heard in a letter sent home to parents from Superintendent of Anne Arundel County Schools, Mark Bedell. He's saying that the new presidential administration reversed prior administration guidance. Guidelines for enforcement actions near protected areas, meaning churches and schools. Well, but the law is the law. Mm-hmm. And while Biden says we're going to, you know, basically say you can't, we're not going to send our agents into churches and schools and what have you, that does provide a safe haven for criminal illegals. So what you've done now is you put a bullseye on the back of students and others in churches and schools by saying we're not going into those areas to arrest. So that makes them safe havens or shelters for the violent criminal illegal aliens. That's stupid mistake number one from the superintendent of schools. And then he says, it is our job not to ask about immigration status. We don't. We also are prohibited by federal law from providing information to a student's record to federal agents. Our job is to educate the students who are enrolled in our schools, every single one of them. And so they basically are saying, we're just not going to participate in any or allow any ICE agents or any kind of questions about immigration status in our schools. We could have an entire classroom of Spanish-speaking only students who can't speak English, but we're not going to inquire about their immigration status.
If you go down to Prince George's County, there are elementary schools where I've, the daughter of a friend was hired to teach elementary school, and the problem she had was they were all ESL.
Yeah. Well, we see that.
She was not a Spanish speaker. All of them.
We see that repeated. And look, yeah. The Supreme Court says you must educate all children. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's one of the big benefits when they get into the country. It's 8:20, and joining us once again from the law offices of Michael E. Freeman, lead counselor Michael Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Sean. Well, we saved some money not having to go to New Orleans, right?
Yes, that is true. We both saved a ton of money because we know we both would have gone.
There you go. Listen, here's something that really rankles me. I had a potential client call They were in an accident. It sounded to me like the other party was at fault. Meanwhile, they haven't been able to get their car fixed with their company because their company's telling them to go to the other company because the other company's insured was at fault. So they went to the other company's insurance company, and they're giving them this bull story about why they're not responsible, and it doesn't make any sense. So I said, the wife is injured, and she might need surgical care. This has been going on for a year. They've been going crazy trying to get their car repaired. They had to end up paying for their car rental because they kept it too long. And I said, well, this is something that you shouldn't be worrying about that. Why haven't you called a lawyer? And the answer was because they didn't want to hurt the gentleman who hit them because he was such a nice guy. Now, that's really nice, but what people don't understand, although I thought most people do, is that in 95% of the cases that we handle, we settle with insurance companies. You're not suing the defendant. Now, you might have to at the end of the game, and then you can tell us as clients too, listen, I don't want to go to court, I don't want to sue, but give us our 95% chance to settle the case. Now, if you're worried about the other guy's insurance going up, since nobody's taking responsibility for this accident so far, his insurance is going to end up paying for us or paying for him under his collision, one way or another. So, and it was totaled. Both cars were totaled. So this guy's insurance is going to go through the roof or be canceled, whether this potential client does anything or not. So I tried to understand, make them understand. I don't know. We still haven't heard a call back. But it just rankles me that people don't understand. And it costs you nothing to call a lawyer, because all I had to do was look at the police report and I could tell them that they're okay. And the insurance companies are in mediation and they're going to get back to you. And this poor family is going through all this. That's what we do, you know. And if it ends up that we're at fault, they don't owe us anything. So please, if you have a problem, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We are there for you, literally, figuratively, in every way you can think of it, and we will take good care of you. Okay? Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, that's great advice. Thank you, Michael Lofts. Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848. Toll free, 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com.
823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new fire call in the city. They just arrived, so we're waiting for the update. 3800 block of Sinclair Lane up on the northeast side. So local traffic there, definitely a heads up for that as you're traveling through. JFX is still slow coming down from Ruxton Road towards the city-county line. No reports of anything on the main line of the expressway, but traffic is really slow southbound. And again, there had been a wreck earlier at Northern Parkway near the ramp at the JFX. May have something to do with it. Traffic exiting could be backing up in the right lane, but nevertheless, you're slow south of Ruxton Road. The Beltway, all the normal delays are there. 95 northbound, still slow. That construction area kind of bogs things down a little bit going north on I-95 after Route 24. Went down and checked on a broken down vehicle on the BW Parkway at Powder Mill Road. That has cleared. Looks a little better. We're still going to have delays with heavy traffic south, but we're open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny, mild, and 48 today. Even warmer tomorrow, 54 right now. It is 34 in Stevensville, 34 in Ellicott City. And back to Edward County Executive Stuart Pittman, who's, you know, all these, they're trying to, you know, play, like, even Governor Moore. They're trying to thread the needle here. They're trying to say, we're going to uphold our oath, mm-hmm. which we're bound to do. We're going to uphold the laws of the United States and our county and our state. But at the same time, we're going to encourage people not to participate with federal immigration laws. Okay? Not to cooperate. And again, we just played you the clip of whether or not he'd be willing to go to prison. He seemed to chicken out on that one. But then he comes back and says, we must have a pathway to citizenship for these illegals.
But at the same time...
But we also know that there are a lot of families that are hardworking, that have jobs, that overstayed a visa or ended up in this country. So my hope is that these folks who are working here and are good parts of our community can get on a path to citizenship.
Again, if you have overstayed a visa, okay, whether it was intentional or unintentional, you're in violation.
Yeah.
You've broken the laws of the United States. That doesn't excuse you. It doesn't let you stay in the country indefinitely. And so if you've overstayed your visa, out you go. Okay, whether it's intentional or unintentional. I don't want to say go to prison. I'm saying, but you
should
go home. Go home to your home country. Now, if you want to come back, then you jump in line again. You get another visa. Or if you want to come here permanently, you do it the legal way. And Pittman is saying, at the end of the day, and I think this much answers the question, he doesn't want to do any significant jail time.
Well, we certainly plan to comply with the laws and have complied with the laws that are on the books. If there are changes in those laws, then, we plan to comply with the federal law always.
Now, most politicians are cowards, okay? Not all. But a lot of them are. So it's going to be interesting to see which Democrat will actually put the pedal to the metal.
If any.
Right. Which Democrat? Now, some are saying it's going to be J.B. Pritzker out in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I think Adams in New York is going to cooperate. I think he's not going to be an issue. So it's this guy in Denver. I can't remember. I think his name was it Connor? If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember his name. So the mayor of Denver might be... a prime suspect. Maybe it's going to be J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Maybe it's Gavin Newsom. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But we're finding out now from one of our listeners here, if I can find the email. Escaped me for the moment, but I'll get it back in just a second. In any event, down in Prince George's County, there is a delegate there who is now, she represents PG County. She says she's planning to introduce a bill that would ban municipalities in Maryland from joining the Department of Homeland Security's 287G program. So they're Harford County, I think it's three. What, three counties? Harford, Frederick, I can't remember the third. But they are participants in the 287G. She wants legislation to ban Maryland jurisdictions for participating in the 287G.
So she wants to pass a piece of legislation that says don't obey the federal law. Or yeah, well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's voluntary. 287G is voluntary for any jurisdiction. Let's go to the phones. Mark is in Middle River.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. With all this problems with the Associated Charities, the Lutherans, and all this other groups, cut their funds off. That simple. And... For the sake of, I don't know if anybody had mentioned it before, all presidents got to do is come in and no more federal funds until you comply. I bet you Maryland complies within 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, here's the message from Trump, and he doesn't have to say this publicly. He picks up the phone to Westmore and says, no federal money for the Key Bridge unless you cooperate with our immigration efforts.
I wouldn't stop at the Key Bridge. I'd say statewide.
Okay.
No money for the state or any other state that refuses to comply.
And if you're an educational, whatever jurisdiction you are, there's a lot of federal monies that go into the Maryland State Department of Education systems. Then there'll be not a drop, not a cent of federal tax dollars if you're not going to do. And look, these and thanks for your call, Mark. These county executives, like Howard, Calvin Ball in Howard County and others, they're putting their own. These are the same counties, remember, that didn't know sex offenders were in their classrooms. Didn't want to know. Okay? So they're putting their students and parents and grandparents, you ought to be outraged that so called people that have responsibility don't give a crap about the safety of your children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing I'd be really... Of course, I don't have any children or grandchildren in school yet. But when that day comes, we'll be all of them like white on rice. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Council member Felicia Porter has introduced the Child Health Equity Act. The measure will expand access to comprehensive health services for children in the city, including preventative care and vaccines, family planning services, and dental services. Investigators are trying to determine what caused a Monday afternoon fire in a vacant West Baltimore row home. Fire broke out at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Edmonton Avenue near Poplar Grove, and crews were able to get the fire under control in about an hour. The homes on either side of the vacant house occupied, but no injuries were reported, and the residents were not displaced by the fire. Governor Wes Moore calling on Maryland's grid operator to adjust its capacity market rules and prevent unnecessary hikes in electric costs for residents. A federal trial getting underway for the Florida man who allegedly plotted an attack to destroy Baltimore region's power grid. Jury selection began yesterday in the trial of Brandon Russell, who was accused of collaborating with Sarah Clendaniel of Catonsville to attack electrical substations to further his personal neo-Nazi beliefs. Baltimore County Fire Department says the fire at the Owl Recycling Facility in Dundalk has been extinguished and is now under the management of the property owner. Officials say firefighters remain prepared to respond in the event of reignition or of any other need for services. Maryland's only Republican in the U.S. House, Andy Harris, applauding a pair of state lawmakers for introducing the Fairness in Girls Sports Bill in the General Assembly. The measure would require that certain junior varsity and varsity athletic teams or sports sponsored by certain schools to be expressly designated based on biological sex. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
You know, some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again. That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pastas, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, tell all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertors Restaurant in Bel Air.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths, so stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
A lot of numbers from last night. Your pick three was 577. Your pick four, 8676. And now it's 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays on the Beltway. It's 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. It's Liberty Road through Park Heights Avenue to Greenspring, JFX, before that gets better. And then the Parkville side is still slow around Hartford Road, the bridge at Putty Hill, and all the way into Towson. JFX, you're slowing through the city-county line. Earlier, there was a wreck on Northern Parkway near the JFX. 895 has been running right around the Erdman Avenue, Eastern Avenue. New areas southbound 95 is still slow into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Delays begin back almost to the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the mild side today and tomorrow before we cool down just a little bit Thursday. No rain in sight. Enjoying some sunshine. It's breezy, 48 today. Breezy tomorrow, 54. Thursday's cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comment and question for and from John Harbaugh as the Ravens get set to bring back Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Harbaugh was asked, what's the right way to think about the Ravens continuing to come up short in the playoffs?
If you look at our team this year and in the past, for the past 17 years, you don't see us getting blown out. You don't see us falling apart, either in a game or in the season. You always see us fighting back. I think that is the real measuring stick.
So certainly a topic for discussion, which we will do here on this show in a few minutes. Similar to how a Bills Mafia fan started a GoFundMe for Mark Andrews, a Ravens fan now, has started one for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. Will Funkheiser, a German teacher at Centennial High School in Howard County, is the guy who's behind it. The two moments involving Andrews and Kincaid and the response of the Bills fan struck a chord with Funkheiser, who grew up in College Park and is a Maryland alum. The page now supports the Summit Center for Autism and has raised over $7,000 in 2 days with a goal of $10,000. The page for Mark Andrews' charity, T1D, to help fight type 1 diabetes, has raised over $126,000 in 10 days. Orioles news with 16 remaining before pitchers and catchers report that 16 days remaining. Team signing outfielder Dylan Carlson to a one-year deal, bringing back Adam Jones in an advisory capacity to GM Mike Elias and as community ambassador. On the hardwood last night, the Wizards' woes continued in Dallas.
Going to drop the shoulder and drive. Dribble handoff. Thompson. Yeah! Nate Thompson gives him a shimmy. He drills his 7th three of the first quarter.
You heard it right on Mavs TV network. They had the call. The 7 threes by Thompson, a Mavs record. Thompson holds the NBA record of 9 in a quarter as well. Dallas romps over D.C. 130-108. The Wizards have now lost 14 games in a row. College basketball, Terps power forward Julian Reese has been named the Naismith Men's National Basketball Player of the Week. The Randallstown native and St. Francis grad led the Terps to a pair of road wins, averaging 20.5 points, 13 rebounds per game. Here's his coach, Kevin Willard.
He's here every morning at 7:30, getting work in every day. He was in the gym every day this summer, working on his shot and his free throw. I just think his work ethic and his leadership has really evolved as he's kind of grown and gone through the wars.
And it certainly paid off. The Terps are back home Wednesday night against Wisconsin. Time now is 8:37 when we return. So are the Ravens a great franchise or not?
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
So I would say, and I would think you would all agree, that they're certainly in the upper echelon of franchises in the NFL.
Yeah, top five team.
Top five. But what is the definition of great? Like, do you have to be the Chiefs in what they're doing now? Do you have to be the Patriots?
That's certainly great. If you know, that's we talked about, there's greatness and there's dynasty.
Okay.
And there have been several dynasties over the years. I would think if you've won five or more Super Bowls, you are a great organization.
Okay, so the Chiefs then technically aren't a dynasty, but they're getting there.
But they're getting there.
Okay.
They could be there.
So dynasties in the NFL. Chiefs, let's just say, right? Patriots, certainly.
Right.
Packers back in the day.
Pittsburgh.
Way back in the day. Pittsburgh.
Dallas,
Cowboys.
Dallas.
Is that a dynasty? Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the Ravens aren't there.
No, look, I wouldn't put the Patriots there, actually.
Really?
Curious, no.
What are you talking
Chiefs,
about?
Chiefs, Steelers, the Bills, Ravens.
The Bills!
Wait, the Bills? How
what
are
the
they
hell
a dynasty?
The Bills won?
No, I'm
They're,
talking about dynasty here
what,
for a minute.
Oh, the dynasty. Okay. Wins, losses is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Bills, Packers, Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens
the,
are the five.
The only win that counts is the one at the end. When you lift the Lombardi Trophy, that's the one that counts.
Right, but that's towards a dynasty.
Yeah.
Right, I'm talking about a great franchise.
Oh, winning percentage?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so just real quick, here are some numbers. And this is going back 8 years since the Chiefs have done what they've done. Best record in the league clearly belongs to Kansas City.
Yep.
They're 90-26, and then we know what they've done in the postseason. After that, the next best record in the league, the next best, belongs to Baltimore.
Yeah.
78-38. Again, we know what they've done in the postseason.
It's getting over that hump in the postseason. That's been the thing.
But
the one thing.
Yeah, go the last 10 years, though, and you have different numbers.
Well, I get that.
Yeah, if you go last 10 numbers, it's Chiefs and then Steelers, Bills, Packers, Ravens.
Okay, but let's just do Lamar Jackson for just a minute, okay, with this era. Because Jackson and Mahomes came in right around the same time. So let's just do that for a minute. Chiefs clearly better. Ravens are second. Regular season only.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Consistently
but
they, good.
They are got a few more Lombardis.
They got, yeah. And they may get another one.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, boys.
Thank you. Good debate.
I think I'm through.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Jimmy's in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. This lady that's been crying on the internet and all these liberals, you got to remind them about that little kid, Elian Gonzalez, like 25 years ago, floated across from Cuba. Clinton was president. They shipped him back.
They did. You're right. You know who did that? That was Stonewall Janet Reno.
Yep.
The attorney general.
The guys came and took him out of the house and sent him back.
Well, they used to call Obama the deporter in chief.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, so and look, he did his job when it comes. You know, you got to uphold the laws of the United States. Now later on DACA and DAPA, he ignored judges' rulings, revealing his true colors. But I remember Hillary Clinton getting up there during the Trump debates and saying that you have to deport illegals. So this is a relative, and the reason why this is a newfound issue for the Democrats is they are hemorrhaging in support in black communities, and they need to replenish the voter base of the Democrat Party. That's my thought there. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I'd just like to say if they made it where no illegal alien, anybody who enters the country illegally can never vote, you'll see the Democrats scream and yell. This is all about fake elections where they're importing Democrats.
Yep, that's why we need voter ID. You know, I read an interesting, and Kurt, thanks for the call, I read an interesting article the other day on voting by cell phone.
Oh, no.
Now, that was my initial reaction.
It's not secure.
Well,
would be my first objection.
You can make it secure, and there's technology that can make it, but it traces back to the person who's registered to vote, because with face ID, with passcodes and things of that nature, you can't steal somebody's phone to vote if it's properly secure and protected. But you can trace the vote right back to the cell phone.
Yeah.
Versus now you can't trace ballots.
Yeah.
You cannot trace ballots the way they're manufactured. You can't manufacture cell phones like the way you do ballots.
Yeah. My first concern would be, so somebody would be able to take a look at my picture and know how I voted, because they'd have a record of it through my cell phone. That would concern me.
Well, just the picture part concerns me.
Sure. I mean, you break enough lenses in the cameras, you know, there's an issue, clearly.
All right.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, extraordinarily good looking. He is the man in front of the map, Chuck Whitaker.
Have to be. How else can they see it?
That's right.
I'm only blocking a part of it. I mean, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Northbound 95 is slow. Howard County now, report of an accident right lane northbound at Route 100. So heads up now if you're coming up from Route 175 southbound from Montgomery Road. Might get a bit slow as well. They could be looking at it through there. But looking at the camera, there's a definite slowdown and a rolling delay right now on the northbound side. It's been really slow this morning going into the Old Harbor Tunnel as well as 95. They're trying to get a little bit better, but 895 was still around the Urban Avenue area. 95 this morning has been backed up pretty much all the way back through the city county lawn. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM weather, channel forecast, partly sunny, mild, and 48 today is the expected high. Even nicer tomorrow, 54. Right now, it is 36 in the city and 36 in Columbia. We left the Niners off that list of dynasties. They were certainly one for the ages as well. And again, it is time to check out our feel-good news segment of the day. I need some good. As you might imagine, there's been a lot of frustration and misery, suffering in California based on the recent fires. A couple there lost their house in Eaton, in the Eaton fire this month. They were sifting through the rubble when Brian, found an engagement ring he had recently bought. He proposed to his fiancée right there on the spot. Here's Brian McShay and Stephanie Rayner telling their story.
I was thinking, you know, well, maybe the stone should survive and maybe we'll find the little stone. I was like, we're going to look over here where my desk is. I did not tell her why. We're digging around where my desk is, where you can see the desk frame. And then you pick it up and you pick up the thing and there's a little diamond. And I was on my knees and I was like, hey, will you marry me? And I'm in complete PPE, zipped up with the white hood and everything.
And I'm crying.
She's crying. We're really hoping that Los Angeles can support Altadena in its rebuild efforts for the next couple of years and that we're able to return.
That's just an incredible story and a good ending there. Ted is in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Morning, Ted.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Fine, sir.
I just wanted to call because maybe I'm a little late, but I heard your segment before the 8 o'clock news about this woman out in Wisconsin who was coaching or telling illegals to try to hire a lawyer. And I got to thinking about it. Well, my wife and I are Catholic, and we contribute to Catholic charities, but that's another issue. But what I want to find out is what do you think the purpose is? What's the reasoning behind it? What are they attempting to do? If they're illegal, then they are legal. Are they trying just to put it into the legal system so it can then gum up the works? I don't understand the purpose.
Ted, there is a line of thought inside Roman Catholicism that there's no such thing as an illegal, that borders are arbitrary, and if people move from one area to another area, they should be welcomed. And they read that as meaning governmentally welcomed rather than welcomed as an individual.
Well, that is also what has prompted criticism from the Red Pope directed towards President Trump. The Red Pope believes that there are no borders, there are no boundaries. Every illegal on the planet should be able to come to the United States and try to take us down.
But that's not the law of the U.S.
Correct.
So I really don't understand the purpose.
Well, yeah, for the law, it is to gum up the works. I think you hit it there. Because here's the deal. When you first come over here and you get an NTA, a notice to appear, the average it takes is up to 2 years for that person to show up in court and get an asylum trial, if they show up. Over 95% of those given NTAs never appear before the courts. And so it's just to buy time to make sure that they don't get deported, keeping them in the country.
Yeah, so that maybe they'll wait 4 years or they get another president who is more susceptible.
Yep, that's it.
Sure.
Yeah. Ted, thanks so much. Great point.
Thanks for the call. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There is an argument, by the way, going on right now, Sean, about Trump firing a good number of the inspector generals. Now, this, frankly, this has happened before. It's happened with
Obama.
It's happened with other attorneys working for the federal government where they've all been fired on day one and then replaced. But somehow now these IGs, the inspector generals, this is a crisis. Adriana Espaillat, who is the head of the Hispanic caucus in Congress, says that Trump firing the inspector generals, this is the most horrible thing in the entire world.
There are rules or regulations that must be followed. Inspector generals are there to ensure that they weed out, waste, fraud, and abuse and corruption. And it seems to me that perhaps he's looking to put his inspector generals in there that would side with him in a given conflict or may look the other way when there is waste, fraud, or abuse.
Yeah, in the same way that presidents put their own attorneys at the various levels so that they would have their people in there. Yeah, nothing new about this.
Yeah, that's why he created DOGE.
Yeah.
So his inspector generals could look the other way from waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yes.
What a jackass.
Tom Cotton says, and this guy's got it all wrong.
Time and time again, the Supreme Court has said that Congress can't impose restrictions on the president's power to remove officers. In President Trump's first term, he removed the director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, despite limitations on the president's constitutional power to remove officers. That was litigated at the Supreme Court, and the president won.
Yeah, the president won, and then what happened is after the first administration, where Trump dismissed a number of IGs, after that, they passed a law saying, oh, no, you can't do that. Law's never been tested, but Trump right now is testing it. You want to go ahead and see if you can enforce that law when the Supreme Court has already found that you don't have that power? Knock yourself out. I mean, just have a good time. Cotton says, look, the IGs work at the pleasure of the president.
Ultimately, these inspectors general serve at the pleasure of the president. He wants new people in there. He wants people focused on getting out waste and fraud and abuse and reforming these agencies. He has a right to get in there who he wants.
Period. Yeah, but most importantly, he also wants people that are going to implement his agenda.
Yeah.
Because that's what
of course.
The country voted for him, his policies, his agenda, and not to have some Obama entrenched holdovers or Biden holdovers be the thorn in the saddle.
Precisely.
8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Again, Rescue Natural Supplements realize you may have hit the wall when it comes to those New Year's health resolutions. So let's jump started, huh? Let's kick start it a little bit with an opportunity for you to grab your favorite Rescue Natural supplements, be it omega-3s, be it the red yeast rice, whether it's ideal weight or being able to fall asleep and stay sleep with Rescue PM, any one of our over 50 different health supplements. You could save 35% on single bottles by calling 1-800-26-ALIVE or logging online to res-q.com and using this coupon code, HEALTH35. That's HEALTH35. You save 35% on your order when you call today. So jumpstart those New Year's health resolutions. Let's get back on the horse again using the coupon code HEALTH35 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messathorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
The Rob Carson Show.
He actually, I think, followed my advice with regard to Gaza. I said, evacuate the innocent, raise Gaza. That's R-A-Z-E.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This in from Hal Rush. I'm proving that I've dated myself. As Bruce Hueys, we talked about this before, if the U.S. actually has to go head-to-head against the cartels here. Hueys, or Vietnam, the scary military copters now are the Apaches. Yeah, I'm dating myself completely on that. So,
and the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
But the Apache attack helicopter is one of the best.
Terrifying looking.
It is. It is.
Indeed. It's 8:53. You talk about terrifying looking. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Got a face only your mother could love.
No, we all love you, buddy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's all right.
You know you want to see it.
That's what I was going to say. We talked about this wreck earlier in Annapolis that backed us up for a while at the ramp to Roe Boulevard from 50. Now there's a wreck on 50 before that ramp, and only the left-hand two lanes are getting by. So this is a new wreck now for the traffic eastbound from Parole after the interchange at 450. When you get there, you need to be to the left-hand lane and the far left-hand lane as you're coming through there. Medic units, fire department, all just arriving there, and there's a couple of vehicles over against the wall on the right side. So anybody east of I-97 heading to the Severn River Bridge and even westbound through there, they're going to be looking at it. This is fresh, brand new accident. Here comes some more equipment now and another trooper into that area. So 50 eastbound has the big impact, but you'll have a backup westbound as well. We found the wreck, and we saw it northbound 95 after the bridge at Route 100, trying to get the vehicles out of the right lane on the northbound side.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels is partly sunny, mild, and 48 today. It's sunny and 38 in Pasadena and 35 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fine, thank
you. Look at how much nicer she is now that the weather is warmer.
I know, once it hits that 50, you know, she starts getting
a little bit, a little friendlier human being.
Yeah.
She has to come in with a little cold weather chip on her shoulder.
You know? She's going to Punxsutawney this year to see if she can goad the gopher.
Yeah.
The ground dog there.
Yeah, thanks. So we have lots to talk about today. Obviously, one of the biggest local stories is the Pikesville teacher that set up the Pikesville High School principal.
Child porn.
Yes. How crazy is that? We're going to talk about it in a little bit of a different way because we were talking even just yesterday about the New York City Board of Education. They found that 121 teachers had basically approached students with whether it was like sexual harassment, sexual abuse, text messages, nude photos. How well are we vetting these teachers out? I'm really starting to wonder here because these numbers are staggering.
Look, pedophiles go wherever kids are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you look at those areas that attract a lot of children, schools, and that would be teachers, administrators, coaches, all of it. They need to do a better job vetting.
Yeah.
Churches, in boy choirs, wherever. I mean, it's the old Willie Sutton thing. Why did you rob banks? That's where they get the money.
Right, right. But, I mean, honestly, I know we're short-staffed on teachers, but, I mean, you would think that we would step up the vetting process. It kind of reminds me of, like, the school shooter scenario where we're not really protecting the kids at all. I'm really starting to think at this point, you know, what else can we do? So we're going to talk about that. Federal workers are still complaining about going back to work. I find this hilarious. I really do. Like, everybody else is working except for you guys, yet you're making a ton of money to do nothing. I don't know what the complaint's about.
Yeah. If they want to make a ton of money for doing nothing, they should go talk to
you. Did you see the whistleblower that was on, I think it was on social media yesterday, a woman that was with the Army Corps of Engineers? She said they don't work. They're lazy.
Oh, I bet.
You know, federal employees.
Not all.
But a lot of them, in her experience, they're just saying, you know, they are ripping us off.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we're going to talk about that. I want to ask the audience how they feel about them going back to work. And then also, trans in the military. I knew that we were paying for gender-affirming care as taxpayers, but I didn't realize that many of them were non-deployed. Because of their gender fluid mental health issues. So if they're already acknowledging that these are issues that these individuals have, why are we taking so many trans people into the military, knowing that they kind of get there and they're dealing with all these issues? It almost sounds like it's like they go in for this free health care.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, you know, and it's really making you wonder, you know, is that what this is? Is it a health care grab, like a money grab? We're going to talk about this because Rob Smith, he was on the show a couple weeks ago with us. He breaks it down because he himself was in the Army, and he kind of breaks down what he noticed about the trans.
There are some that then use the military for educational purposes.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
The length of time they've been doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So, but there are others now that are using it for whatever health care that they need.
Yes. And so they're saying that it's costing us millions upon millions of dollars.
It is, and it affects our readiness and our esprit de corps. Hopefully that all gets sorted out with Secretary Hegseth and Under Commander in Chief Trump.
So. Time to break the culture. Yes.
I remember that when I was in basic, the one thing they were really big on was gender affirming care. That was a big priority during Vietnam.
Right. Really?
It was huge.
Yeah,
huge.
I bet it was.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, guys.
Kim is up next.
You're a guy. Here's a rifle. Get to work.
Stay tuned. Kim Klasick live right after the 9 o'clock news. Wow, what a week. It's been 1 week since
it's
the
amazing.
Trump. We'll go through some of the major achievements, accomplishments on tomorrow's show. But I want to remind folks about Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Vinny and his firm are going to guarantee the sale of your home. And they can do that with a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. This is not a proprietary secret. It's just that this is what Vinny has done over the years. They have built this database, and before your home hits the open market, or the MLS as it's known, it may already be sold. Somebody's already seen it, and thanks to Vinny, and it's already been sold, and they just haven't called you to tell you yet. That's how quick it can happen. But the best part of it all is once you sign on the dotted line, the contract where you've agreed on price and time frame, you're guaranteed to sell. because if your house doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you, and he will pay you in cash. That's the way it works, and that's the way it's who I'm going to trust when it comes time for me to sell my home. You should consider that as well. At 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. All right, lots to come tomorrow on the program, as I say, with more Trump accomplishments. And the big hearings start tomorrow.
Well, that's right.
Tulsi Gabbard, Cash Patel, and missing one elder,
RFK
Jr. Yeah. See you tomorrow. God bless our troops.
This is the right choice for Maryland.